This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. So what's at stake in 2012?
It's an election to save the soul of America.
So Mitt Romney and five others trying to fire President Obama are all over Iowa. And the question 6 days before the caucuses, have Republicans there picked their candidates yet? Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson answers live in Des Moines.
Well, Dave, the answer for a lot of Iowa Republicans is not yet.
I'm still undecided, actually.
I have no idea what I'm going to do.
I haven't made any decisions yet. I'm just still waiting for it to clear out a little bit.
Polls that are far more scientific than just hanging around a downtown coffee bar for an hour or so show that around half of Iowa's Republicans are still undecided.
A lot of them are very similar. Still waiting for that one candidate to leap off the page at me.
Experts say this could benefit Mitt Romney as Iowans keep searching for someone that they believe is capable of beating President Obama, Dave.
Rich, there was a funeral today in North Korea for Kim Jong-il. Tens of thousands of mourners seen wailing as his hearse went by. Their new dear leader, his son Kim Jong-un, led the funeral procession. An attack in Afghanistan has killed three NATO troops. The Taliban says it was targeting a U.S. military convoy at the time. We're being threatened by Iran over oil. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin explains live from London.
That's right. Iran's vice president quoted threatening to close the Straits of Hormuz, through which 40% of the world's oil supply is shipped. That's if, he says, America and Europe impose sanctions on Iran's own oil exports. The U.S. State Department is dismissing this as bluster to distract attention from Iran's nuclear standoff. But the Saudis today adding their apparent support for sanctions, saying other Persian Gulf oil producers would meet up any shortfall of oil from Iran. Dave.
Alistair, Forrest Gump is a national treasure.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
It's one of 25 movies going into the National Film Registry.
I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Silence of the Lambs also on the list, so is Bambi, Porgy and Bess, and three old silent films. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com.
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. And within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors.
They won't call it the Fairness Doctrine, but it's still going to be coming for Rush. Stay alert. Stay tuned. Rush at 11 on WTAW. College Station Bryan. This year, Christmas Angels collected presents for over 550 local kids. 172 bicycles, along with many more toys and new winter clothes, were donated for the kids to unwrap on Christmas morning. We'd like to thank our Christmas Angels partner of the last 5 years, Blue Baker, for helping to make this project a success. You can go to mychristmasangels.com and see some photos. People have been especially generous this year. Thanks to everyone who selected an angel from the trees at Blue Baker. Special recognition goes out to Rudder High School Foreign Language Club, the 12th Man Foundation, and the ABWA, who adopted multiple angels, the BCS Home Builders Association, BCS Regional Association of Realtors, Producers Co-op, Catalina Hatters, and James Stasny donated cash. Leadership Brazos and the Acoustic Jam Toy Drive collected toys. Conley Garrett Moving and Storage provided free trucks and movers to transport bikes, and several volunteers lent their hands to sort and wrap presents. And many more people donated cash to help us fill in the missing presents for the angels. So thank you for helping to put toys under the tree for a Christmas angel.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, The Pool Guy. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses that sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Messina Hoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the four-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messina Hoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messina Hoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to MessinaHoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messina Hoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to MessinaHoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
I am the new way to work. I'm the guy who's sitting outside the cafe sipping a latte getting work done while you wonder, what kind of guy gets to work in the sunshine instead of an office? This kind of guy. And just so you know, I do have an office. I just choose not to be chained to it. It's a Regis office in one of the coolest buildings with one of the most prestigious addresses in the city. And here's what makes my Regis office different from yours. I don't have a lease. That means I don't have to spend my cash on stuff like phones and IT guys and paper towels for the bathroom. Instead, I pay one low monthly rate that gives me what the cafe doesn't. Like a gorgeous lobby that makes my clients ooh and ah, and a friendly receptionist who can charm even the grumpiest visitor with her smile. But that's not why I go there. I go there to meet my fellow new way to workers. We talk, we solve problems, and then we laugh about all the poor suckers who go to offices out of necessity as opposed to choice. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
WTAW News Time is 6:06, 38 degrees right now at the studios. Warming trend as we head toward the weekend, and the high today in the lower 60s. We'll tell you more about the weather after this first look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Next year, some Texans will get their property tax bills by email. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe worked with the Comptroller's Office on implementing a new state law.
Maybe not quite as large, maybe watching the larger guys and seeing how it works with them, the problems that they hit, and hopefully they'll be able to work out some of the bumps before we get to a position where we're maybe fully moving into this type of option.
While considered a money-saving idea, Roe also wants to know the costs of software upgrades and related expenses.
There has to be some changes to the software made to be able to actually create that and email it without doing it outside of the software, because if you start taking on something like this outside of the software, it could be very time-consuming. Staff-wise.
Rose says she'll decide by next June if Brazos County will make the investment. The new year brings new rules that limit the ability of homeowners associations to seize homes for non-payment of dues. A new state law prevents what happens to a North Texas soldier whose home was sold for $3,500 while he was serving in Iraq because he didn't pay his HOA dues. Beanie Adolph of Texans for HOA Reform says the new law requires a court order for any foreclosure.
We are scrutinizing every word to see how we can get around it.
HOA representatives say they need the right to punish homeowners who don't pay dues and need to enforce restrictions the homeowners want enforced. HOAs will also be required to hold open meetings the same way cities and counties do and offer payment plans to those who fall behind in their dues. As the College Bowl season hits high gear, we're a couple of months away from learning if Kyle Field will host the Brazos Valley Bowl next December. Ted Raspiller is president of Blinn College's Brazos County campuses. He says the game is another way Blinn can be more involved in the community.
Among other things, what we're hoping this bowl game will do is bring some visitors, bring some foot traffic to town during a period of the calendar, mid-December, early in mid-December, when there's not a lot of folks here.
College Station Assistant City Manager Frank Simpson supports spending $25,000 in hotel-motel tax money if the bowl game is played.
With it being a hot tax, these are dollars that are not allowed to be spent on other types of core services, that the whole intent and purpose of those are to try to attract out-of-town residents to add to the local economy, and we believe that it's a good return on the $25,000 investment.
Blinn officials say their football team playing in bowl games five of the last 6 years will help in how they operate their operate the contest. Texas researchers say a breakthrough that may make learning easier could also revolutionize education.
The brain is far more likely to remember material it receives during peak learning times. And Dr. Jack Byrne of the UT Health Science Center in Houston says that could lead to changes in everything from how to teach math to how to relearn to use a limb after a stroke.
Say, for example, in learning how to play a piano.
What's the best schedule to do that? Should you do that every day? Should you do that once a week?
The goal now is to figure out how to decipher each individual's peak learning period. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Christmas may have put a dent in your wallet, but the holidays continue with New Year's celebrations this weekend. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us people are still spending, too.
Whether it's a night out on the town or a get-together with family and friends, people are still spending money on New Year's.
We've seen a little bit of a cutback, but I think when it comes to a party, people are still having them.
Card and Party Factory manager Tina Chatham also says people are getting prepared for their New Year's celebrations in a more timely manner.
I have noticed that they are buying early this year. I don't know if it's because of it falling on a Sunday.
Chatham says the holiday falling on a Sunday may also send more people out of town to celebrate the beginning of 2012, but business is staying steady. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And the next time you're on the internet, check out the new website for the College Station School District. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the new layout has been out for a month.
We launched it, I believe, November 28th was a Monday. A lot of work went into getting that thing together, and it's something we're really proud of. We like the look of it. And again, if you have any feedback, there's a button there to give us feedback on the new website. We're certainly open to suggestions on ways we can improve it.
The company hired by CSISD for its website design was also hired recently by the Bryan School District. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 38 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at americaschoiceroofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5555. My roof. That's 855-569-7663.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com for more information.
Through today, we'll have mainly sunny skies, afternoon high temperature between 60 and 65 degrees. For tonight, it's clear. We cool down to the mid-40s overnight. Should be pleasant on Thursday with mostly sunny skies and temperatures around 65 to perhaps near 70 in spots. Fair weather during Thursday night, mid-40s. We're mostly sunny on Friday, lower 70s then, and generally upper 60s to low 70s for the weekend with periods of clouds and sun. I'm Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
9 o'clock this morning, the Southeastern Conference says that they will reveal the Big 12 football schedule for next year. So we'll be talking about that and what it might reveal. We'll also talk about bowl games. There were two yesterday. There are two today. There'll be two tomorrow. And we'll talk about the Aggies as they get ready for the one Saturday morning against Northwestern. We got that and more coming up in sports.
The Southeastern Conference is going to reveal the Big 12 schedule?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I did? Oh, excuse me. Southeastern Conference will reveal the Southeastern Conference schedule.
And when will they do that?
At 9 o'clock this morning.
Is that Central Time?
Central Time.
Because, you know, they do
I would
cross...
only talk in Central Time.
Okay, because they cross...
Yes, no, that would be Central Time, yes.
Wow. We're going to carry it live?
Yeah.
It would be Central Time. Yeah. No, it will be immediately up on our website. Immediately, I'll be sitting here just...
I think we should stay...
Typing away.
I think we should stay late.
Don't you think so?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, I love that part. Yeah.
Well played.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to have a drum roll. On September the 8th, 2012.
Hey ye to all who.
Let's hold out for that October 20th date and let's see what we got going on there.
Well, we're evidently opening against McNeese State September the 1st.
I don't think anybody cares about that, to be honest with you.
Well, but, you know, a lot of people will be there.
They will come August.
Yeah,
that's right. We'll be talking all about the Cowboys and the Aggies.
Yeah, the last
come
day.
On, Scott.
That's right.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
Interesting footnote.
Uh-huh.
The last time the Aggies played McNeese State was my very first game as public address announcer.
How about that?
Well, there you are.
How about
right.
that?
I think
you should be honored at halftime with a plaque or something.
No, that only happens when I'm not doing it anymore. put the old man on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to do this.
And you've got to be a lot more doddering than you are now.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got lots of years to go.
I hope so. Yeah. Otherwise, it'll be a posthumous honor.
That's right.
I've told Jamie that before. I said, you realize if they honor me anytime soon, there's a good chance you're going to be on the field by yourself.
That's right. Yeah. And it means you've screwed up enough names to get fired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then it'll be years before they'll remember me.
Waving that towel.
Yeah.
Do the towel thing.
Today's the captain.
That's right. Yeah. A bunch of kids in the stand that's never heard of you.
Yeah. And don't care.
Another old guy. Whoop.
Put your name up. Look, they misspelled his name.
Yeah, it's Chance Murray.
Yeah. Of course, Scott and I will have maybe our honorary seats in the press box and be leaving in the second quarter. So we'll miss the whole thing. You know, we'll get our Subway sandwich and, you know, watch a quarter and leave.
I hear Scott already. Where's the elevator?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What? Want to go get a Grand Slam breakfast together? Probably not crowded right now.
Yeah. Now how do they feed us up here?
Yeah.
Back when I was here.
Yeah, anyway.
All right.
Okay.
So
we've painted a picture.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to that insurance company that used to sponsor the Holiday Bowl? Did they decide they didn't want to do that anymore?
Pacific Life?
Yeah.
Maybe that whale got tired of jumping out of the water.
Could be.
Yeah.
So now it's the Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl. Do we know?
Is that a speed reading course or what?
It's
an online diploma mill.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, so... What kind of freebies do they get? Yeah. Anyway, I was trying to find the events that are going on.
Yeah. What do you get? You know, free notebook.
Oh, look, a pen.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, they're getting ready for the 16th annual Bumblebee 5K run that'll take place this morning at the corner of Harbor Drive and Ash Street.
Well. Oh. Think of a better kickoff than that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are the head coaches got to be there? Yeah.
No.
I think Mac will be thrilled.
Yeah. I think it's okay.
He'll send a lackey.
Don't have to do that.
Yeah. Just representing Coach Mac Brown, the junior director of football operations for the University of Texas.
Now, also remember that they have the big balloon parade today.
In San Diego?
In San Diego, yes. The scenic Bayside streets of downtown San Diego will come alive this exciting family
with the
event
sound of music.
showcases marching bands, magnificent floats, entertaining drill teams, and a procession of enormous
balloons. That's some boring drill
team. Sure that's going over big during San Diego rush hour right now.
Starts,
what do you mean I can't go down this street?
No, it starts at 10 o'clock this morning.
Well, we're talking San Diego. Yeah. I mean, rush hour is still going on at 10 o'clock.
And if you want to see the parade route, there won't be a link on our website, by the way. Hey, by the way.
That's another by the way.
Fascinating newscast. I mean, folks, you need to understand. It's the week between Christmas and New Year's.
That's right.
There are a lot of people who aren't even showing up at the office.
Yeah. You know,
we basically depend on the perps.
Like us, we're all in our bedrooms right now. Y'all don't know that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I didn't even get dressed this morning.
We depend on the perps to make Chase's news these days. You know, misbehaving, going out and doing stuff they shouldn't. But, I mean, you have a really newsy newscast there. So a newsy newscast.
Yeah.
Can you do it again next week?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it later. But in the meantime, of course, one of the other things that we like is when we're in the holiday area as we are now, the things that show up in the break room. And I don't know if you noticed this morning, we have a caramel apple bundt cake that I think was probably made last Thursday, but, you know, it's been under.
I tried some of it. It's a little dry.
Yeah.
We've got some brownies.
We do. We have some brownies. I noticed that this morning, sitting on top of the coffee machine, we have pumpkin coffee.
Yeah. Well, that's been there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So. Anybody tried any of the pumpkin coffee?
Yeah, I've smelled it. It smells really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good? I've seen it sitting there for a couple of days. I haven't.
Now, I find that interesting because you're Mr. Coffee. I mean.
I am. I'm Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
You're dead?
I wouldn't think you're
pretty good, actually.
I wouldn't think you'd go for the flavored coffee thing.
I like it on occasion. Now, it's not exactly how I want to start my day, necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm pretty utilitarian when I do that.
There's a live commercial.
Yeah.
It's not how I want to start my day.
but you know, if it's free, I'd drink some.
But then also,
I don't know who left it there. And that's it kind of presents a bit of a conundrum, because after all, I figure if someone leaves it there, then, you know, they have no problem with other people partaking of it.
Fair game.
But yeah. But then again, you know, I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did y'all see the gag Ziploc bag in there?
Yes.
Huh?
Truly awful.
No, it got me.
No, I didn't.
You didn't see it? There's a Ziploc bag with a very, very realistic painting or likeness of a roach.
A cucaracha.
On top of it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had to sort of pick at it to make sure it wasn't real. Yeah. It's a gag Ziploc bag. Wonder where you get those.
I'm trying to figure out why you'd want to pick up a roach with your bare hands to
well,
begin with.
Well, I was just trying to, you know, scoo away the roach, but then I was taking hook, line, and sinker by
well,
it. It looks
no,
very realistic.
I guess I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to take it to Ben's party next year.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Really.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, okay. Well, I was going to talk about the six-pack of land shark that's in the refrigerator, but
oh, God.
Never
that's
mind.
That's been there a couple of weeks.
Yeah, 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 yeah that's yeah. a little gamey.
Is it fair game now?
Yeah.
Everyone, info.
Mason.
Gamey beer. I like that. I remember I got some beer one time. I was about, you know, 19 or 20, and I left it in the refrigerator for about 8 months. It actually tasted better after it aged for a while.
Aged beer.
Aged beer.
Now
yeah.
it has born-on dating.
Oh, it was going so well up until then.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowner's coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
There goes 621, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Indeed, it is December the, December Big 12, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm glad nobody's listening. December the 28th it is,
now,
and happy birthday to you.
Today is, among other things, card playing day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You boys want to play some spades later?
Well, we could do solitaire on our computer screens.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pledge of Allegiance Day. I don't know why. Oh. Maybe it was today was the day.
Fire up the John Wayne.
Yeah.
Pledge of Allegiance. We get to say under God and everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And today is National Chocolate Day. Now, how is it that chocolate only has a day?
Yeah, you'd think we'd get a little bit more than that. Yeah. And why is it December 28th?
I don't know. I mean, not
sure. A lot of leftover chocolate?
Well, could well be. Not sure why
I think
it is.
February 14th would be a good reasonable.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let's do it.
There you go. It's December the 28th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Comic book creator Stan Lee created Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
He's 107.
No, he's 89 years old today.
He's probably made more money in the last 10 years than he made in about the 50 before that.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like his movie rights and stuff.
Yeah, but I doubt if he probably can't keep it in the lines anymore.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think he's, I mean,
he does cameos. He does cameos in a lot of his movies.
He does, yeah.
There you go. Remember, Adam 12 and even before that, Route 66, Martin Milner is 80 years old today.
Mm.
Remember Marty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Maggie Smith, the actress, is 77 years old today.
A Corvette from Route 66 would have a blinker on now.
Yep.
That's right. Edgar Winter, the white-haired rock and blues guitarist.
That's because he's albino, but fine.
Right. Well, it says here white-haired.
Yes, he is.
He is albino.
From Beaumont, Texas.
That's right.
Well, and was in a Geico commercial or something like that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Johnny's brother.
That's right. That's right. He is Johnny's brother. He's 65 years old. Denzel Washington's birthday is today. Turns 57. Oprah's best friend, Gail King, turns 57 today also.
She's on the CBS morning show now?
Is that right?
That's what it says here.
Yeah.
Huh. One of the Neville brothers, saxophonist Charles Neville, is 73 years old.
Yeah.
And singer-guitarist Marty Rowe, the Diamond Rio, is 51 years old. Comedian Seth Meyers is 38 years old. Johnny Legend, the singer, turns 33. I think I saw where he got engaged yesterday. So happy engagement
I'll
to him.
I'll peruse the entertainment news so we can have that.
There you go. And I think that's all I got. Sienna Miller, do we know her? She's 30 years old. G.I. Joe, factory girl, model and actress.
Nichelle Nichols, she played Uhura in the original Star Trek stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
He's 78 and country singer Joe Diffie.
You know, he was the first act at Wolf Pin Creek.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Uh-huh. When Wolf Pin Creek opened.
There you go.
He opened it. Mm-hmm.
Song called Ships That Don't Come In is a pretty good one from him. He's 53. All right, that's it. 624.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so here's Chris Matthews. Gets a thrill up his leg when Obama speaks.
The feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech. I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Now here's Chris Matthews, objective journalist, NBC News on Newt Gingrich.
Newt is ready to jump on a dime and hit any opponent where he shows weakness. He's a political killer, a gun for hire. But he offers a prize so precious it cannot be resisted. This is the Faustian deal at hand. Newt Gingrich has promised a vision on which they are on the right have set their hearts. The few minutes of national television in which the president and his wife stand before them in defeat. That's why they're offering up their partisan souls, why they're ready to bow down before this false god of hatred.
Yes, fair, balanced, and delusional. Chris Matthews.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am the new way to work. I'm the guy who's sitting outside the cafe sipping a latte getting work done while you wonder, what kind of guy gets to work in the sunshine instead of an office? This kind of guy. And just so you know, I do have an office. I just choose not to be chained to it. It's a Regis office in one of the coolest buildings with one of the most prestigious addresses in the city. And here's what makes my Regis office different from yours. I don't have a lease. That means I don't have to spend my cash on stuff like phones and IT guys and paper towels for the bathroom. Instead, I pay one low monthly rate that gives me what the cafe doesn't. Like a gorgeous lobby that makes my clients ooh and ah, and a friendly receptionist who can charm even the grumpiest visitor with her smile. But that's not why I go there. I go there to meet my fellow new way to workers. We talk, we solve problems, and then we laugh about all the poor suckers who go to offices out of necessity as opposed to choice. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Bigger is getting a little cheaper. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. For the first time, the average price of a 47-inch flat panel TV is less than $1,000. That's good news for consumers, but the latest sign of tough times for the TV industry. The sub-$1,000 mark, based on a forecast by NPD Display Search, signals that larger screen sizes are becoming affordable to more Americans. The New York Times Company has agreed to sell the 16 local papers in its regional media group to Halifax Media Holdings of Daytona Beach, Florida for $143 million. All of the papers in the group are in the South, and it allows the Times to continue efforts to streamline holdings and pay down debt as revenue at its flagship newspaper has declined. The Green Bay Packers, a publicly owned football club, are once again selling shares of the team to raise money for improvements to historic Lambeau Field. The team is offering 30,000 shares at $250 apiece after selling 250,000 shares over the last 3 weeks. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Pretty nice day today. Weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752. About 62 today with winds out of the south at about 5 to 10 tonight. Kind of chilly again, 41 or so. Then tomorrow it's 64. Friday it's right at 70. Same thing for Saturday and Sunday as well. Slight chance of showers on New Year's Day at about 20%. And right now we're looking at fair skies. Humidity is 73%. Winds from the southeast at 3. And we've got 42 degrees out there.
If you're not happy, it's certainly worth trying to be happy. Because being happy has a lot of rewards. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
With the price of stamps increasing, sending mail was getting more and more expensive. So in order to save some money, I've trained this crew of carrier pigeons to deliver my mail for me. Do they always get it right? Nope. Do my letters make it on time? That would be nope. Do they sometimes get lost? You got that one right. But who has two thumbs and isn't buying stamps? This guy, that's who.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What does it take to be happy?
Well, researchers define happiness as having two components, and one of those components is the experience of frequent positive emotions like joy, contentment, pride, curiosity.
Sonia Lubomirsky, author of the book The How of Happiness.
The other component is having a sense that your life is good, that it's worth living, that you're accomplishing your life goals.
Making an effort to be happy seems to be worth it because happiness has so many benefits.
Not only does happiness feel good, but studies show that people who are happier are more creative, they are healthier, they're better negotiators, they are more likely to get married, they're more likely to get a good job and to earn more money. So once you become happier, sort of all kinds of positive things accrue to you. So it's not just about hedonism, it's not just about pleasure, it's also about the positive consequences of being a happy person.
Interestingly, acting happy when you're not can help you become more happy.
When you smile, that actually feeds back into your brain, so to speak, and you actually feel better, feel happier. And also, of course, people respond to you more positively when you act happier. You might make new friends. You might get a positive comment from your supervisor at work. And so it creates kind of a virtual cycle, an upward spiral if you act happier.
It's Something You Should Know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 39 degrees right now at the studios. Lower 60s for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. We may know by next June if you'll be able to sign up to receive your Brazos County tax bill by email. It's an option passed by this year's legislature and something tax assessor collector Christy Rowe has worked with the controller's office to implement.
I think movement into it in different offices is going to be carefully considered because the cost and the workload has got to be weighed against the savings because sometimes these things can cost as much as they save.
Rowe says it's a step beyond being notified of your property tax bill.
And if you think about that, that's a little bit more than what you get from, say, your phone company or your credit card company that may send you an email, but it just says, go out here and look at your bill.
Rose says property owners would have to request tax bills by email each year. Homeowners associations have a new state law the first of the year. Beanie Adolph of Texans for HOA Reform says it's a step in the right direction.
The marvelous thing is it has jolted the industry that homeowners are even being recognized.
HOAs will be required to offer payment plans to those who fall behind in their dues. Associations will also be required to get a court order for any foreclosure, preventing what happened to a North Texas soldier serving in Iraq when his home was seized and sold for $3,500. HOAs will also have to follow open meetings laws the same way as cities and counties do. Five of the last 6 years, the Blinn College football team has played in bowl games. Blinn officials hope to use that experience in running the Brazos Valley Bowl next December at Kyle Field. Blinn's president of Brazos County campuses, Ted Rasbiller, is optimistic about getting approval from the National Junior College Athletic Association.
We think that a combination of the venue that we intend to play the game in and this community here will be enough to entice the National Junior College Association, not just to give us a bowl game, but to look closely at when they award the National Championship bowl game, and we're excited about that.
Rasbiller says the bowl game is also another way to recruit students.
To capture high school students that either don't choose to go to four-year schools or don't choose to go to four-year schools initially to come to Blinn College. And so it's just going to be a different way for us to kind of market what we do and get folks excited about what's going on here.
Blinn is in the process of collecting $80,000 in sponsorships. That includes $25,000 from College Station's share of hotel-motel tax money. The first lawsuit filed over the state school finance system is now getting support from more than just school districts.
I personally will join the coalition, and I know that as a council, we're going to continue to support.
Pflugerville Mayor Jeff Coleman says the city is tied to the school district, and if the district suffers, so does the city. Equity Center Executive Director Wayne Pierce says he hopes Pflugerville is the first of many entities to get behind the movement.
That's going to be the next place that we go, will be to get other organizations, Lions clubs, Rotary clubs, individual citizens to come into this coalition on behalf of the public schools.
Four lawsuits have been filed to date, and Pierce says they'll present a united front when they take on the state in court next fall. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Bryan School District trustees last month unanimously approved joining the Equity Center lawsuit. There's a new look to the College Station School District website. Spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says some may notice the main color has changed from maroon that represents A&M Consolidated High School.
We tried to get maroon and purple to work together, but it just didn't work out. I don't care what you do. Those colors just don't look good together. So we went with some neutral colors and tried to make it very navigable and make sense. And we really like the way it turned out.
The reference to purple is because that's the primary color at the new College Station High School. New functions of the updated CSISD.org website include multiple foreign languages. Horns and champagne glasses replace garland and ornaments this weekend as people bring in the new year. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us why some people are buying their decorations early.
Since New Year's Day falls on a Sunday, Card and Party Factory manager Tina Chatham says she's seen people coming in to shop earlier this year. She says they're excited about the weekend's festivities and are getting everything they need to celebrate.
Well, they're grabbing the party packs, which has everything you need in a party. Of course, there's the champagne glasses and there's the decorations. Of course, we sell all of the different horns and hats, and we've got a 3-foot cannon, which is really neat. It'll shoot confetti everywhere.
Chatham says they've seen a slight cutback in business this year, but when it comes to New Year's, people are still having parties and just want to have a good time. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 636, 39 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Have you ever noticed when you get sick, it's often the worst time to find a place open to get you well? We did too. That's why we created St. Joseph Express. Open early, open late, weekends and holidays. Drive up, walk in, get seen by a doctor, and get on your way. Fast. One in Bryan, one in College Station. Patients love the convenience and the quality of care. Outstanding. But that's not uncommon when the trusted name of St. Joseph is on the door. Learn more. St-Joseph.org/express.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather at 6:30. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Temperatures on the mild side over the next several days. In fact, they're pretty much warm here by the end of the week. Now, we're mostly sunny through today with a few scattered clouds and lower to middle 60s during this afternoon, a bit above the average. Tonight, clear skies and mid-40s. Tomorrow, again, a few degrees warmer with a good deal of sunshine and 65 to 70. Mostly clear skies and about 45 at night, and mostly sunny into the low 70s on Friday. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Welcome to 50-50 girls basketball teams that are in town today through Friday for the McDonald's All-Star Invitational Basketball Tournament. They're playing that at four gyms. We'll talk about that. Lots of Aggie football. We'll hear from Coach Tim DeRuiter. And at 9 o'clock, we'll know the 2012 A&M football schedule. Fill in the blanks there. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Are you allowed to eat at another restaurant if you're at the McDonald's basketball?
I don't know. You better not be wearing your uniform.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe not.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Welcome to y'all.
Welcome to y'all. Yeah, 50 teams.
Actually, what we're saying is spend a lot of money while you're here.
That's right. And have a good time.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah.
But spend a lot of money while you're
right.
here.
That's right. Or your parents, let make them spend a lot.
Yeah. Well, the White House is going to ask Congress by the end of the week to go ahead and raise that debt ceiling again. Remember, this was a big deal the last time this happened, but, you know, it's the holidays, and we've got too much eggnog, and so they're just kind of going to do an end run. This one apparently will get through without any problem. But it's only $1.2 trillion that they're raising the debt ceiling.
Well, Obama's in Hawaii, and everything's expensive there. So,
that's probably
he called back to the mainland and said, we've got to raise that debt ceiling. I'm
paying way too much for gas out here.
That's right. So, I mean, and again, think about it for you. Call your credit card company today and say, hey, go ahead and give me a bump on my credit line. Let's see how they react to that. Uh-huh. So that's kind of what we're doing here. This projection has the U.S. within about $100 billion of the current limit on this Friday. So when I was running out of money. Like, it's like they got a text message that said, your balance is getting low.
Mm-hmm. If you've paid the minimum every month and done it consistently for years, they'd probably be glad to give you a raise in your debt limit.
True. So we're at, and again, we'll just knock off the millions because we don't know what that means. It's like we've got $100 left in our current credit limit, and we got to pay $82 in interest payments and Social Security coming due. So, see, it's getting close. It's getting tight. So that's why we need to do that. So let's see. When is Iowa? Can't get here soon enough.
Six days, a week from yesterday. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
On Tuesday?
So now, I love the hyperbole. It's always fun. Every once in a while, it raises its ugly head in politics. The discussion about Newt not being able to get on the Virginia Republican primary ballot.
Because,
again, you needed to have a minimum of 10,000 signatures and I think 400 from each congressional district. He didn't make it. And the yuck part of that is that Virginia's his home state.
Right.
So, one would think.
Yeah.
So, for his part, Newt decided to say that his failure to get onto the ballot was he compared it to the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
I heard that.
Really?
Yeah, he did. Which, again, I would say that would be hyperbole, but not missing a good opportunity. Mitt Romney said that he thought that probably was not really a correct analogy to use. He would have preferred the I Love Lucy, where Lucy couldn't keep up with the increasingly fast chocolate candy assembly line.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right on, Newt.
There you are.
Right on, Mitt.
Yeah. We are now comparing getting onto a presidential ballot to an I Love Lucy episode. And thank you so much for that. Let's see what else. New report on voter turnout next year might not be as healthy as some had predicted, according to Curtis Gans of the Center for Study of the American Electorate.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Thank you for calling the Center for the Study of the American Electorate. Yeah. We're having a great day. Yeah. May I direct your call?
Yeah. His report concludes, quote, the election is likely to offer a minimum of hope and a maximum
of change.
Don't you know that? likely between the perception of a failed president and a party of failed ideas, magnified by an unprecedented level of vitriolic and scurrilous and often ad hominem television advertising.
Hominem?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that word since seventh grade.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Oh, man.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. It's even farther back for me, I think. Yeah.
Against this backdrop, it's hard to envision anything other than a substantial decline in turnout. Well, again, you know, if you could call it in, it's obvious that American Idol proves that people will vote. It's not like they won't vote. It's just you're making them get up, leave the house, and, oh, yeah, a form of, well, should we even talk about the form of ID that you need to be able to vote? I left it at the house. Oh, sure, come on in and vote. You can't bring your gun into the polls. I mean, there's just any number of reasons why you wouldn't want to vote.
Well, I quit voting.
Yeah, that's it, so. Anyhow, so like he's
going
saying,
with a little, you know, little hog leg, you know, yeah. Throwing heels.
Wouldn't do that. It'd be just fine. So anyway, that's why he's saying there won't be many people out there voting. Let's see what else. Ben Nelson is officially announced yesterday that he's retiring after two terms.
He's a Democrat
from
Nebraska.
He's a Democrat from Nebraska who voted a lot with the Republicans, and so the Democrats aren't really all that unhappy.
Uh-huh.
He'll quit with about $3 million in his campaign coffers, which I believe he gets to put in his pocket.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Really?
I believe that's the way that works.
Well, a little going away gift.
Yeah, that's it. A little golden parachute. Oh, yeah. No, he's got the pension for the golden parachute. Uh-huh.
Well, and I heard yesterday he may move back to Nebraska, Bob Kerry may...
Bob Kerry, former governor and former United States senator. Yeah, he may be doing that. Now, do you remember Bob Kerry's famous quote?
Mm-mm.
Well, he was back when the movie Terms of Endearment was being filmed.
Yeah.
It was being filmed it was set in Nebraska, and they did some filming there, and he kind of squired around Deborah Winger a little bit.
I remember that.
And there was some talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So when confronted with the intense questioning by the press over the nature of his relationship, the famous quote from Mr. Kerry was, "What can I say? She swept me off my foot." You see, he lost part of one leg.
Oh, I see.
He's a Medal of Honor winner.
He lost one leg.
But so again, it was his quote. It was his quote.
Swept me off my foot.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, that's good.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Yeah. Anyway, so Bob Kerry may be back. I mean, it's going to be like the NBA, right?
Yep.
Just have the
same people over and over again.
Same old
folks
come on
in. That and country music.
Yeah, we know him.
Same people.
Come on in. Let's bring you back in. Yeah.
Santa, do you get to tell anyone what you want for Christmas?
Yeah, Santa, what do you want?
I want a new truck from Team of Navasota.
Hey, Santa, how about this? A new Chevy Silverado crew cab from Team Chevy, discounted at $10,000.
Nice price.
Or you can get a new Malibu for only $19,888.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Merry Christmas from the Team of Navasota. We're the home of the nice price.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
How well your spring and summer flowering shrubs and vines perform in this new year will depend to a large degree on the care that you give them over late winter. Even though they're totally dormant at this time of year, many types are even completely bare, they'll still benefit from midwinter attention. I have some particulars. I'll have winter care of flowering shrubs right after this message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features Texas five gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas. You're part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save one-third on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Let's start our winter care of flowering shrubs by talking about pruning. If you have need to prune crepe myrtles, abelias, altheas, trumpet creepers, and other summer flowering shrubs and vines, winter is the time to do so. However, probably 95% of the trimming that's done to these plants is done incorrectly. Either it wasn't needed at all, or it was done improperly or in excess. The best example of this mistake is in the barbaric topping many Texas neighbors do to their crepe myrtles. Listen to this one now. Pruning should never be used as a means of controlling height of any plant, most especially crepe myrtles. Neil, my crepe myrtle's too tall. When can I cut it back? That just makes my skin crawl. You don't want to cut crepe myrtles back. Don't top them. There is no reason ever to top a crepe myrtle. If you have a crepe myrtle that's been topped, the best way to get an attractive plant back is to cut it to the ground and let it resprout. It'll come back vigorously, and you can train those new shoots to grow without having been topped. You can never get rid of the scars otherwise. If the plant is too tall for its surroundings, move it, for goodness sakes. Don't whack it. The same advice applies to altheas, abelias, trumpet creepers, pomegranates, Texas sage, and other summer flowering shrubs and vines. Do as little pruning as you must, but do it during the winter dormant season. Now, by comparison, spring flowering shrubs and vines should not be pruned at all during the winter or the fall. They produce their flowers on growth made the preceding season, so to trim them now would be to cut into their flower production significantly. Prune them immediately after they finish blooming. Of course, if you have an isolated branch that's been damaged or that blocks an important view, it can be removed at any time. But major pruning of spring flowering shrubs and vines is done immediately after they finish blooming. Bush roses are pruned during the winter, especially between mid-January and mid-February. Regardless of the variety, the type, or its current size, prune bush roses back by 50%, making each cut just above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. You want to water your flowering shrubs during periods of extended dry weather. We certainly have those in Texas. Even though their tops may be dormant, their root systems continue to grow during the winter. If you have shrubs that become too large for their surroundings, winter is the time to transplant them while they're dormant. That'll get you started. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscaping is more than an individual affair. We'll talk about it in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Join the Texas A&M Health Science Center for academic convocation Friday, January 20th at 2 o'clock at Rutter Auditorium. We'll look at the opportunities ahead and recognize those who have made our institution a leader in healthcare, science, and research. We'll also honor Dr. Nancy W. Dickey's 10-year anniversary as president and enjoy food and dancing at a celebration gala that evening at Miramont Country Club. For information, call 436-9120.
It's Wednesday. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take a look at your sports. The first one is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. It's 6:53. Well, through difficult circumstances, Coach Tim DeRuiter and the Aggie football staff have been purely professional in preparing the Aggies for a bowl game, even though the future is uncertain for most of the staff. Now, DeRuiter, of course, is headed to be the head coach at Fresno State, all while the new coach, Kevin Sumlin, has been observing practice from time to time. DeRuiter says, of course, he welcomes Sumlin there.
Well, you know, I'm still trying to run practice, so there's not a ton, but I do get a chance to talk to him about who certain guys are, because he's wondering, as he observes practice, you know, I think it's neat for him to see guys from afar and know who he's going to be coaching here in the next couple of weeks. And I told him, hey, this is your team, so absolutely you're more than welcome to come out, and we'll try to answer questions as we can. And he's been good as far as not being high maintenance or anything, but he's been out there, and I hope he's enjoying things as he comes out.
Yeah, he was there yesterday in Houston when the Aggies had their first practice at the Cowboys facility. The Aggies and Northwestern kick off a little after 11 in the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas. That'll be Saturday, and you can hear the game right here on 1620. By the way, Sumlin told reporters yesterday that he should be announcing his coaching staff next week. Also this morning at 9 o'clock, the Aggie fans will know the official SEC schedule for 2012. A tweet from the SEC yesterday said that they will reveal it at that time, and we'll have it up on our website, WTAW.com, immediately. One thing we should find out is if reports are true that A&M and Arkansas will leave Cowboys Stadium and play their series home and home. Now, one peek to the A&M non-conference schedule evidently shows that the Aggies will open the season September the 1st at Kyle Field against McNeese State. McNeese AD Tommy McClellan told the Lake Charles American Press that. Also, published schedules have A&M playing at SMU on September the 15th. Two more bowl games played yesterday, and there are two more today, including the Texas Longhorns meeting California in the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Before that, the Military Bowl in Washington, D.C. has Air Force meeting Toledo at 3:30. Yesterday in the Little Caesars Bowl, Purdue beat Western Michigan 37-32 after the Boilermakers tried and succeeded with two first-half onside kicks that both led to points. Last night, a good one as North Carolina State held on to beat Louisville 31-24 in the Belk Bowl in Charlotte. Mike Glennon threw three touchdowns, and David Amerson got his 12th interception of the year, returned at 65 yards for a touchdown. Tomorrow there'll be two more bowl games, the Champ Sports Bowl, Florida State versus Notre Dame in Orlando, and the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio with Baylor taking on Washington. And the first time he had a chance for it, former Texas A&M All-American Von Miller has been selected to play in the Pro Bowl. The Denver Broncos rookie could be the NFC Defensive Rookie of the Year with 10.5 sacks through 11 games, and he's played the last three games with a cast on his right hand after having surgery for a ligament tear in his thumb. The Pro Bowl will be January the 29th in Honolulu. And it's a full 3 days of girls basketball starting today at the McDonald's All-Star Invitational being played at four different gyms at Consol, Rutter, Bryan, and Sam Rayburn. 50 teams split up into big school and small school brackets for play that starts at 9 o'clock this morning. In Division I, Consol will host Pasadena Memorial at 3:30 at Tiger Gym. Bryan will play South Houston at 10:30 this morning. And Rutter will play Corpus Christi Ray at 1:30 at Viking Gym. The championship games will be played Friday at 1:30 at Tiger Gym and at the Armory at Rutter. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more the next hour at 6:57. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years,
Take charge with Charger. Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete
nutrition. The mortgage business is always changing, and change is good. Dexter Mortgage will now go by the name Network Funding. I'm Debbie Davis. I have worked with Network Funding for over 2 years, and now it's time to change our public name. No, don't worry. Everything else is still the same. Same great rates, same great customer service. If you need to lower your interest rate, save money every month, or get cash out of the equity in your home, I can help. I still do VA, FHA, conventional, cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Great customer service is still top on my list. I work with families on nights and weekends whenever you have time to talk or meet. People are still looking to buy new homes or move up, and I can help you with a step-by-step guide to make the first-time home buying or move-up experience a happy one. Don't let the ever-changing markets worry you. Let me, Debbie Davis, help you with all your mortgage needs. Give me a call today. My number is 979-220-3018. License number 200790.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who'll give you a fully warrantied roof to last.
Hey, 41 tonight, 64 tomorrow, and then about 70 on Friday. Lots of sunshine out there, and we'll continue with highs near the 70s all the way through the first day of the new year. And 20% chance of rain then. It's 41 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Six candidates have 6 days to get Iowa Republicans to pick them in the caucuses. So they're campaigning all over the state today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Des Moines.
Dave, those candidates very busy because there are still a lot of Hawkeye State Republicans up for grabs.
I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Mitt Romney seems to be a little bit more moderate.
They've given it a lot of thought, and I really don't know.
I'll caucus for a Newt. He's a little bit radical, and I'm for that.
On one hand, more appear to be coming around to Mitt Romney as the one who can most likely beat President Obama. On the other hand, many Christian conservatives are having a tough time deciding which of the most like-minded candidates, Bachman, Perry, or Santorum, to support. Dave?
Rich, a 21-gun salute in North Korea for Kim Jong-il as tens of thousands line the streets for his funeral procession. Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus monitoring live in Shanghai.
With rows and rows of soldiers in olive green stood in heavy snow, their heads down as a red-draped hearse passed by, carrying the coffin containing Kim's body atop a mass of flowers. Kim's youngest son, Kim Jong-un, the heir apparent, saluting as he walked alongside the limousine, his uncle, who is expected to play a crucial role in the new regime, close behind him. Then came a black Mercedes carrying an oversized portrait of a smiling Kim Jong-il. Dave?
Bill, he was wheeled into court in Cairo lying on a gurney. As his critics protested outside, ex-Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak back on trial after a three-month break, charged in a deadly crackdown on protesters during February's uprising that ousted Mubarak. A scare on Southwest Flight 2287. It didn't take off from Sacramento last night as planned.
We were going pretty fast. Then there was sort of a popping sound.
And that pop was blown tires, forcing pilots to abort takeoff. Passengers had to be rebooked on other flights to Seattle. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-835-6025. That's 1-800-835-6025. 1-800-835-6025.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hurry to Half Price Books, biggest sale of the season. The extra 20% off everything sale going on now. But it all ends Friday, so don't miss it. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
WTAW News Time, 7:04, 38 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the lower 60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The next year, some Texans will get their property tax bills by email. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe worked with the Comptroller's Office on implementing a new state law.
Some of us who are maybe not quite as large may be watching the larger guys and seeing how it works with them, the problems that they hit, and hopefully they'll be able to work out some of the bumps before we get to a position where we're maybe fully moving into this type of option.
While considered a money-saving idea, Roe also wants to know the cost of software upgrades and related expenses.
There has to be some changes to the software made to be able to actually create that and email it without doing it outside of the software, because if you start taking on something like this outside of the software, it could be very time-consuming staff-wise.
Roe says she'll decide by next June if Brazos County will make that investment. The new year brings new rules that limit the ability of homeowners associations to seize homes for non-payment of dues. A new state law prevents what happens to a North Texas soldier whose home was sold for $3,500 while he was serving in Iraq because he didn't pay his HOA dues. Beanie Adolph of Texans for HOA Reform says the new law requires a court order for any foreclosure.
We are scrutinizing every word to see how we can get around it.
HOA representatives say they need the right to punish homeowners who don't pay dues and need to enforce restrictions the homeowners want enforced. HOAs will also be required to hold open meetings the same way cities and counties do and offer payment plans to those who fall behind in their dues. Authorities in suburban Dallas say they believe a 56-year-old man dressed as Santa Claus killed his estranged wife, his two teenage children, and three others on Christmas Day before turning the gun on himself. Grapevine police said Tuesday detectives believe Aziz Yazdanpana's marital and financial troubles led him to kill his family. Medical examiner identified the others killed as his wife's sister, her daughter, and her husband. Police responding Sunday morning to a 911 call made without anyone on the line found the seven people inside an apartment near Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. It appeared they'd been opening presents around their Christmas tree just before the attack. Doing something about highway congestion across Texas is big on the state's priority list in the new year.
A new report by the Texas Transportation Institute makes suggestions about where the highway department needs to focus efforts. That research institute's Bill Stockton points out where they got some of the information they're using.
Segments of roadway in the Austin area that are on the TxDOT 50 most congested segment list for 2010.
The LBJ Freeway between the Stebbins Freeway and the North Central Expressway in Dallas and 35W in Fort Worth are the most congested in the Metroplex, while the worst freeway of all by Texas standards is 45, the North Freeway in Houston. In Austin, Jared Allen, TSN News.
As the college bowl season hits high gear, we're a couple of months away from learning if Kyle Field will host the Brazos Valley Bowl next December. Ted Raspiller is president of Blinn College's Brazos County campuses. He says the game is another way Blinn can be more involved in the community.
Among other things, what we're hoping this bowl game will do is bring some visitors, bring some foot traffic to town during a period of the calendar, mid-December, early in mid-December, when there's not a lot of folks here.
College Station Assistant City Manager Frank Simpson supports spending $25,000 in hotel motel tax money if the bowl game is played.
With it being a hot tax, these are dollars that are not allowed to be spent on other types of core services, that the whole intent and purpose of those are to try to attract out-of-town residents to add to the local economy. And we believe that it's a good return on the $25,000 investment.
Blinn officials say their football team playing in bowl games 5 of the last 6 years will help in how they operate their contest. Christmas may have put a dent in your wallet, but the holidays continue with New Year's celebrations this weekend, and WTAW's Chelsea Reaver tells us people are still spending.
Whether it's a night out on the town or a get-together with family and friends, people are still spending money on New Year's.
We've seen a little bit of a cutback, but I think when it comes to a party, people are still having them.
Card and Party Factory manager Tina Chatham also says people are getting prepared for their New Year's celebrations in a more timely manner.
I have noticed that they are buying early this year. I don't know if it's because of it falling on a Sunday.
Chatham says the holiday falling on a Sunday may also send more people out of town to celebrate the beginning of 2012, but business is staying steady. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And the next time you're on the internet, check out the new website for the College Station School District. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the new layout has been out for about a month.
We launched it, I believe, November 28th was a Monday. A lot of work went into getting that thing together, and it's something we're really proud of. We like the look of it. And again, if you have any feedback, there's a button there to give us feedback on the new website. We're certainly open to suggestions on ways we can improve it.
The company hired by CSISD for its website design was recently hired by the Bryan School District for the same service. WTAW News Time is coming up on 7:10. It's 38 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at americaschoiceroofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7600.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Through today, we'll have mainly sunny skies, afternoon high temperature between 60 and 65 degrees. For tonight, it's clear. We cool down to the mid-40s overnight. Should be pleasant on Thursday with mostly sunny skies and temperatures around 65 to perhaps near 70 in spots. Fair weather during Thursday night, mid-40s. We're mostly sunny on Friday, lower 70s then, and generally upper 60s to low 70s for the weekend with periods of clouds and sun. I'm Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What SEC teams are coming to Kyle Field next year? Will A&M and Arkansas keep playing at Jerry's World, or will it be a home and home? We're going to find out all about it at 9 o'clock this morning when the SEC announces the 2012 football schedule. We'll also talk about the Aggies getting ready for the Car Care Bowl in Houston coming up on Saturday morning. That and lots of basketball in town. All that coming up in sports.
And try as we might. We really, really wanted to. We wanted to stay on after 9 o'clock so we could comment on the football schedule, but we're not going to.
No, we're not going to.
No, we'd have to stay
late.
We've
got our parameters.
That's right. We have to stay
late. But it'll be at WTAW.com.
It will. It'll be on the website.
That's right.
And you can listen over on our sports station. And
they'll
I'm
be
sure
talking about it ad nauseum. Yes,
yeah,
they will.
Yeah. Nauseam's going to be there? Ad nauseum is going to be there?
Ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum will be there.
Yeah.
So now, in your newscast there, Chase, a story about congested highways. Is that
yes,
correct? Story of is this like a new list for the end of the year, or how
well,
does that,
they're just that the state's, you know, taking a look at it.
Oh, right? Good, letting us know it. And once again, it's the interstates that are looking. Yeah, well, you know, of course,
35W in Fort Worth, Stemmons in Dallas, and then the North Freeway, which is 45 in Houston. Yeah. So.
Stemmons has been that way for like 50 years, though. I mean, because they used to, in the old days, the North Central Expressway had an entrance ramp that was about 2.5 cars long. So
exactly.
That really worked well.
Yeah,
to be able
was
to do
thrill.
That. Yeah, they've done that. But
they've cleaned that up though now.
Yeah, they have, and they got that Ultra Mix Master now that's like 7 stories.
Yeah,
or
the high
like
five.
Yeah. So anyhow, so I was looking at the most congested, according to TxDOT, the most congested roads around the state of Texas, and Brazos County has number 58.
Really?
The 58th most congested, I believe, is what, let me see what the list is. Yeah, they did the 100 most congested roadway segments in Texas.
I take it that would also make it the most congested in Brazos County.
Certainly, I would think so. So, and that would be FM 60, which we might know as University Drive, and FM 2154. Which we might know as Welborn Road.
Which is under construction right now.
Yeah, which is even all the betterer. Yeah, you just don't even do that now. Just, you know, go around. But that's that was the numbers that I guess this looks like this is about this is as of 2009 is the data that they have. But again, they may not have really up to date data. Not sure, but that was the list that I found where Brazos County came from. Now let me see. I made notes also of other stories in the HOA story.
Yeah,
I found that to be fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, were you listening?
You know, I wasn't. I was doing something else, but
it wasn't,
but I'm all ears now.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is, this will not happen to you. This will not befall you because you're not going to be deployed. But apparently the story of where was this guy?
North Texas is all we know.
Up in North Texas, who had been deployed.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, not there among the things that he didn't pay his HOA bill.
Right.
His dues. And so.
So they put a lien on his house.
No, they foreclosed.
They foreclosed.
They took his house away from him.
They sold his house for $3,500.
Yeah. They see, somewhere in there, there's a little bit of malfeasance, I'm thinking. Who's the president of the HOA?
I don't know, but they should be tried for treason.
Well, I'm thinking, did his brother-in-law need a house? You know, who's living in that house that was bought for $3,500? But no, you're right. At least treason.
Yeah.
Strung up by their thumbs.
I mean, I'm dead serious. They should be tried for treason.
Well,
so.
These are people who don't have enough to do, obviously. They don't have enough to do. Did anybody ask where this guy was? Did anybody ask that he, you know, might be someplace like serving his country? And we had to get a law passed to keep this from continuing to go on.
Wow.
Anyway, so yeah, just remember, pay those dues.
Matter where you are.
I paid some HOA dues that I had last week we did, man.
Now, the other thing. Hold your nose and pay them.
Yeah, the other thing that I believe you said.
Okay, here's some background. It's Captain Michael Clower, U.S. Army National Guard. Lost their home in Frisco, Texas.
Yeah, that'd be North Texas.
Yeah.
And it's busy up there. A lot of people want to live there.
Let's see. And
there's no house in Frisco, Texas for $3,500. I'm just saying, you know.
Let's see. May Clower, her name is May, says she got into a funk over her husband's deployment and failed to pay bills.
Okay.
She let the mail pile up, even the certified letters. She and her parents, owned the $300,000 Frisco home free, and its good friend Clear, I might add.
Really?
Yes.
What? This thing is paid for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the wife has some responsibility there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently helped her parents helped her buy the place. The Clowers lost their home by failing to pay $977.55 in homeowners association dues.
Man, oh man. And when did he lose the home?
This was this article is dated June 2010.
Wow. So anyway, so that's changed now. All right. Now the other thing I think was in that story is you said that now you can make payments on your HOA dues?
Apparently so. Well, they have to work out a payment plan that if you get so backed up that they start doing that, then I guess it's kind of like a bill collector.
So that was what? Their HOA was like $1,000? That's what it cost them?
Yeah.
Yeah. About $1,000. Wow. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But again, it's Frisco, Texas. Yeah. But just saying.
Yeah. Frisco, Texas.
Yeah. 718.
That's
right.
That's where the Bearcats going to win the national championship next week.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
In Frisco.
Yeah, that's
right.
Sad news. Sad news today from the animal kingdom and Hollywood.
What happened?
Who died? A Florida animal sanctuary says cheetah, the chimpanzee sidekick in the Tarzan movies, has passed away.
Oh, poor. We're still alive?
At the age of 80.
Pour one out for cheetah.
80!
80? You mean that's like in real years?
Yes. The Suncoast Primate Sanctuary in Palm Harbor announced cheetah died December the 24th of kidney failure. Sanctuary Outreach Director Debbie Cobb on Wednesday told the Tampa Tribune that cheetah was outgoing, loved finger painting, don't we all, and liked to see people laugh. So there you go.
Was nothing about flinging poo in there.
Was was cheetah in an assisted living or where was cheetah? Where did
an assisted living chimpanzee sanctuary?
Where exactly did cheetah expire?
The
Do Sun we know?
Coast, yes, the Sun Coast.
Well, where
primate,
all where sanctuary. All old primates expire, Florida.
That's right. Of course,
How's that any different?
Sitting
from humans?
Underneath an umbrella,
right? He's out there playing shuffleboard.
Yeah.
They say, it's another ambulance.
Yeah.
How'd you hear cheetah died?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling so good myself.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
you're coming up.
What's that?
You know, an HOA locally is $110 a month.
What? Yes. $110 a month?
Yes. It starts with Indian and ends with Lakes. If you have a home there.
Okay.
Oh,
thanks,
my
thanks
gosh.
No,
starts
wow.
with Indian, ends with Lakes.
Wow.
$110 a month.
Wow. Man.
For $110 a month, you better mow my yard.
Well, yeah. Well, at
yeah.
least the
well,
easement.
Golly. Yeah, you better cook my dinner.
Golly.
Phew.
All right. Man, that's an eye-opener.
Yeah, it is.
Cheetah was the comic relief in the Tarzan films that starred the American Olympic gold medal swimmer Johnny Weissmuller.
Yeah.
Cheetah came to the sanctuary from Weissmuller's estate sometime around 1960.
Cheetah saw a lot of Tarzans come and go.
Cheetah, I guess Cheetah, Johnny said, I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And Cheetah wasn't a troublemaker.
No.
Still, sanctuary volunteer Ron Priest said that when the chimp didn't like what was going on, he would, as Chase said.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Fling some poo.
He flung poo.
Ah,
so,
well.
There you are.
Yeah.
But, you know, toward the end,
after
he was about 70.
Yeah. You kind of expect that out of some septo-octogenarians late. You know.
Right, yeah.
After 78.
Running out the fourth quarter to Florida just like any good primate.
Yeah. After he got to be 78, he had no arm strength. People would get real close to him.
Oh, golly.
Daring to throw.
Yeah.
Come on! You can't even hit me.
Yeah.
What do you feed an 80-year-old chimp? Yeah.
I don't know, but you see it later.
Hello?
Make sure. Not to upset anybody, but my condo over on Longmire is $300 per month.
Per month, thank you. Well, condos, I know that sometimes you got common. Now, there you got common area maintenance fees, though. That's not quite the same as HOA, I don't think. Hello?
So Cheetah was a politician, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I think what you said is almost right. It's not you'll see it later. You may have to dodge it later.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. There's
well, all I was going to say is, you know, whatever you feed an 80-year-old chimp, it's probably, you know, that's probably all taken care of by 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
sure,
right?
Exactly, that's right. Yeah, did she have a separate feeding time from the rest of them?
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
else gets fed at 6. Cheetah's at 2:30.
Yeah, that's right, because he's in bed by 4.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right.
Got to catch Wapner first.
Yeah. Apparently, we have somebody new for you to hate. One winning ticket sold.
Oh, no.
The New York lottery yesterday.
Oh, wow.
$206 million mega lottery drawing. And again, they give you the numbers as if you care. There were 16 other winners who had the 5 numbers, but not the mega ball. They'll collect $250,000 each.
That ain't bad.
So, no, it's not.
I'd take that.
But, I'd be happy.
One winning ticket for that 206, and so there you go.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. But at Best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of 2 new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers 4 locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Texas Regional Eye Center would like to welcome Dr. William Riggs to our team. Dr. Riggs brings his years of experience and training in state-of-the-art techniques for helping you see clearly. From LASIK laser vision correction to advanced cataract surgery and the very best in general eye care, Dr. Riggs, Dr. Kaufman, Dr. Perkins, and Dr. Wethridge are ready to provide you with excellence in eye care. Call today, 774-0498, or visit us on the web at TexasRegionalEye.com.
724, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's kind of chilly outside this morning, but at least we don't have those north winds that come blasting in here. And the folks at Intercon know that you know which windows aren't doing their job when you have those cold winds that tend to force that air into your home. And if it's through inefficient windows, then Intercon has a solution for you, and it's just a phone call away. Give them a call at 823-3639. Folks from Intercon will come out and measure your windows, and they'll give you estimates on either repairing or replacing your windows. And, you know, they don't have to be that old because, in fact, builder's-grade windows aren't very energy efficient anyhow. But if last year's summer bills kind of gave you nightmares, remember that that air exchange that went on during the summer that was costing you money was going on right now, too, during the winter months. It's just you kind of get more aware of them in the winter because you'll feel that cold, or especially if that wind is not sealing well at all, you'll feel a draft. So give Intercon a call. They'll come out, they'll give you the estimate, and then they'll leave you alone because the folks at Intercon have for years had good products at fair prices, and they do have hundreds and hundreds of satisfied customers. So if you'd like to have a more energy-efficient window, give them a call at 823-3639. It's a hometown company. It's Intercon. Here's our weather brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 62 for a high today with lots of sunshine out there. 41 for a low temperature tonight. Then we'll gradually warm as we head through the week. And by the time we get to the weekend, we're right at 70 degrees for Saturday and on New Year's Day as well. Right now, humidity 73%. Winds are from the southeast at 5. We have a chill factor of 38. Fair skies and looking at 41 degrees right now.
Get to Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station and take advantage of our 2012 New Year event going on now. The more you buy, the more you get in free furniture. Get $75, $200, $1,000, even up to $2,000 in free furniture. There's great value and savings on all furniture and bedding throughout the store. And 24-month no-interest financing. The more you buy, the more you get in free furniture. At Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station's New Year event, get your free furniture. See store for details.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Liberals in the UK have come up with a new term, and I predict it'll find its way over here. The term under-occupied homes, referring to households in which the kids have all grown, leaving behind vacant rooms. The Labor Party, liberals over there, are backing a new study advocating older people in their 60s be taxed into giving up their underoccupied homes and downsized into smaller living quarters, so younger generations can sink their mitts into the bigger houses, which they deserve. Study was conducted by a leftist think tank, the Intergenerational Foundation, and it is titled, get this, Hoarding of Housing. It says while younger families are increasingly being squeezed into small flats and undersized houses, older people are often rattling around in big houses with many bedrooms standing empty, often for years. The report's co-author, Matthew Griffins, goes on to say that it's perfectly understandable. Retirees cling to their homes, even though those homes have outlived their usefulness. But there are profound social consequences of their actions which are now causing real problems in a country where new house building is almost non-existent. In other words, older people should leave on their own or be taxed out of their homes so that younger generations can plop their behinds into the bigger houses which they deserve. Simply because they were born, you see. Suggestion for the Labor Party. If retirees won't leave voluntarily or submit to higher taxes, try instituting death panels. Liberals love those.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we enter the primary season, there's one primary task that must be completed if you've not done so already, and that's get Carbonite Online Backup. Because whether you have a shiny new computer or one that's a few years old, a computer disaster could happen at any time. Every day, thousands of computers crash, they get infected with viruses, or they're just accidentally left behind in taxis and airplanes and secret places. But if you do as I've done and get Carbonite, your files will be backed up automatically and continually and stored securely off-site. And Carbonite makes it so easy to restore your backed up files. Unlimited backup for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. And Carbonite also has an affordable plan that'll back up all the computers at your small business. Start your free trial at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code RUSH. And you'll get two bonus months if you decide to buy. Not if, when you decide to buy. Carbonite.com, and the offer code for two bonus months is RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Bielinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bielinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bielinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 38 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the lower 60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by Paramount Property Analyst, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. We may know by next June if you'll be able to sign up to receive your Brazos County tax bill by email. It's an option passed by this year's legislature and something tax assessor collector Christy Rowe has worked with the controller's office to implement.
I think movement into it in different offices is going to be carefully considered because the cost and the workload has got to be weighed against the savings because sometimes these things can cost as much as they save.
Rowe says it's a step beyond being notified of your property tax bill.
And if you think about that, that's a little bit more than what you get from, say, your phone company or your credit card company. It may send you an email, but it just says, go out here and look at your bill.
Rowe says property owners would have to request tax bills by email each year. Homeowners associations have a new state law the first of the year. Beanie Adolph of Texans for HOA Reform says it's a step in the right direction.
The marvelous thing is it has jolted the industry that homeowners are even being recognized.
HOAs will be required to offer payment plans to those who fall behind on their dues. Associations will also be required to get a court order for any foreclosure preventing what happened to a North Texas soldier serving in Iraq when his home was seized and sold for less than $3,500. HOAs will also have to follow open meetings laws the same way as cities and counties. Five of the last 6 years, the Blinn College football team has played in bowl games. Blinn officials hope to use that experience in running the Brazos Valley Bowl next December at Kyle Field. Blinn's president of Brazos County campuses, Ted Raspiller, is optimistic about getting approval from the National Junior College Athletic Association.
We think that a combination of the venue that we intend to play the game in and this community here will be enough to entice the National Junior College Association, not just to give us a bowl game, but to look closely at when they award the National Championship bowl game, and we're excited about that.
Raspiller says the bowl game is also another way to recruit students.
To capture high school students that either don't choose to go to four-year schools or don't choose to go to four-year schools initially to come to Blinn College. And so it's just going to be a different way for us to kind of market what we do and get folks excited about what's going on here.
Blinn is in the process of collecting $80,000 in sponsorships. That includes $25,000 from the City of College Station's share of hotel motel tax money. The first lawsuit filed over the state school finance system is now getting support from more than just school districts.
I personally will join the coalition, and I know that as a council, we're going to continue to support.
Pflugerville Mayor Jeff Coleman says the city is tied to the school district, and if the district suffers, so does the city. Equity Center Executive Director Wayne Pierce says he hopes Pflugerville is the first of many entities to get behind the movement.
That's going to be the next place that we go, will be to get other organizations, Lions clubs, Rotary clubs, individual citizens to come into this coalition on behalf of the public schools.
Four lawsuits have been filed to date, and Pierce says they'll present a united front when they take on the state in court next fall. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Bryan School District trustees last month unanimously approved joining the Equity Center lawsuit. There's a new look to the College Station School District website. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says you may notice the main color has changed from the maroon that represents A&M Consolidated High School.
We tried to get maroon and purple to work together, but it just didn't work out. I don't care what you do, those colors just don't look good together. So we went with some neutral colors and tried to make it very navigable and make sense. And we really like the way it turned out.
That reference to purple is because that's the primary color at the new College Station High School. New functions of the updated CSISD.org include multiple foreign languages. And horns and champagne glasses replace garland and ornaments this weekend as people bring in the new year. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us why some people are buying their decorations earlier.
Since New Year's Day falls on a Sunday, Card and Party Factory manager Tina Chatham says she's seen people coming in to shop earlier this year. She says they're excited about the weekend's festivities and are getting everything they need to celebrate.
Well, they're grabbing the party packs, which has everything you need in a party. Of course, there's the champagne glasses and there's the decorations. Of course, we sell all of the different horns and hats, and we've got a 3-foot cannon, which is really neat. It'll shoot confetti everywhere.
Chatham says they've seen a slight cutback in business this year, but when it comes to New Year's, people are still having parties and just want to have a good time. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time 735, 38 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill? Unfortunately, you don't have a lot of control over those, but you do have some control over your local property taxes. I am Brian Stephen, local owner of Paramount Property Analyst. I specialize in appealing property taxes here in Brazos County and service other areas in Texas. I saved more than $830,000 in taxes for my clients in 2011. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's residential or investment properties, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need in deserve. Call Brian Stephen at 979-485-8537.
Get your brightest, whitest smile this holiday season with Aaron's Family Dentistry for only $99. During the month of December, Aaron's Family Dentistry is providing their professional teeth whitening services for $99, normally $299. Aaron's Family Dentistry, formerly Care Plus Dental on Villa Maria, wants to brighten your smile with their December teeth whitening special.
Call 268-1407 and make your $99 teeth whitening appointment today. Visit Aaron's DDS. DDS.com. That's ArensDDS.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Aaron's Family Dentistry.
Five, four, three, two.
Wait! Stop the countdown!
the new year can't begin until we sell all remaining 2011s at Sterling Auto Group. All remaining 2011 inventory must go to avoid huge expenses next year. Get the lowest price of the year on every new vehicle in stock. Plus, Sterling Auto wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Plus, get huge savings on all 2012 models, like the award-winning 2012 Kia Optima with zero down, just $229 per month. We have the area's best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, like a 2011 Chevy Aveo with zero down, just $169 per month. Get up to $10,000 off all remaining 2011 GMC Sierras, or get 0% APR for 72 months. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or click sterlingautogroup.net. On select vehicles with approved credit, 36-month lease with zero due at signing, plus TTNL and fees. Zero APR, $1389 per thousand financed. All incentives to dealer.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, sponsored this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Temperatures on the mild side over the next several days. In fact, they're pretty much warm here by the end of the week. Now, we're mostly sunny through today with a few scattered clouds and lower to middle 60s during this afternoon, a bit above the average. Tonight, clear skies and mid-40s. Tomorrow, again, a few degrees warmer with a good deal of sunshine and 65 to 70. Mostly clear skies and about 45 at night, and mostly sunny into the low 70s on Friday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
How about Von Miller, former Aggie All-American, made the Pro Bowl as a rookie. He'll probably be the NFC Defensive Rookie of the Year, and he plays for the Denver Broncos. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Aggie football team getting ready for Northwestern. We got that and more coming up in sports.
And happy National Chocolate Day.
Thank you.
We don't know why it's today, but it is, so, you know, go buy a bar.
Wait, yeah,
something. Uh-huh. You know, it's got chocolate in it.
Yeah, I've had some chocolate this morning already.
Have you now?
Yeah,
all
I
right.
had.
There you
had,
go.
There's some brownie in the break room. So
mm-hmm. Doing that.
I partook.
So it looks like all the holiday shopping wasn't good enough for Sears, the parent company, closing 120 Sears and Kmart stores due to a drop in holiday sales.
Yeah, apparently, we don't have a list yet either.
Yeah, so
sales down 5.2%. I guarantee you. There's going to be some mall space open someplace.
Yeah.
A lot of places, actually.
Yeah, because most Sears are in malls,
most
I guess,
of them
right?
Are. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Sales are down 5.2% in the 8 weeks leading up to Christmas compared to the same period of last year, and shares of the company have tumbled about 50%
wow.
in the past year.
Boy, what does that say when yeah. Sears shuts down?
Well, I mean, that's, yeah, well, I mean, you know. Think about it. There's Sears, which goes back to probably the late 1800s.
Uh-huh.
Got that catalog thing, and if you've ever seen, is it History Channel? Maybe
yeah.
did a story, the History Network did a story on Sears and how it really, again, filled a tremendous gap that people needed at that time. It's
well,
just
I
a
mean,
matter of
I,
times changing.
I mean, how many people in their lives or families got their washers and dryers, you know, at Sears?
Right,
I mean,
Craftsman
guess,
tools.
Yeah,
and
tools. And
those things like that.
Yeah.
And when you consider the model that they were for catalog sales.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, truth be told, Walmart took a lot of the same things that Kmart was doing to become what they are. So, I mean, two real templates of success at one point in our economy and obviously struggling now. This morning on our Wall Street Journal show, which is an interesting show. If you're an insomniac and you get up at 4 a.m, you can hear some pretty neat stuff. But the question that they have this morning on their website is, when was the last time you were in a Sears mm-hmm. store?
and not just passing through to go to the other part of the mall.
Something yeah. like that.
To get the Orange Julius.
yeah.
And I was thinking yeah. about that as I was driving in, and I'm going, I don't know that I can say when that was. But it's been a while. Been at least a year. So, But anyway, they'll have results up on their website.
It wasn't that long ago for me because I had to make a purchase that was only available at Sears.
Mm-hmm. There you are. I mean, they used to have a portrait studio. I mean,
yeah.
just every you could
one
buy.
Here's, one yeah. here still does.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And Allstate yeah. Insurance, right? Isn't that right?
Well,
you could buy
used,
Allstate Insurance
right,
inside
yeah.
the Sears store?
Well, they used to have catalog sales here, too, but I don't think they have that anymore, do they?
Where
you could go up, order something. You know, in the catalog, and it would be delivered the next day or
well, I think
or 2 days.
I think you can probably still do that. Yeah. They would have a catalog area, but you know, yeah. for folks who've lived here for a long, long time, you know, the Townshire Shopping Center,
right?
Yeah, you remember where that is.
Yeah.
Anyway, where that Albertson store is, actually, that used to curve around on the other side.
You mean where that Albertson store used to be?
Yeah, that one, yeah. It would curve around on that side because that's where Sears was.
Yeah, it would be on the north end of it, right?
Then
that became Blinn College, am I right?
Well, it became Central Texas Hardware, and then it became Blinn College.
Okay.
It's all that. But, yeah, for all those, we did a few remotes over there on Whoopi-Tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd set up there with our portable turntables and everything.
I'll be darned.
During Christmas time.
Yeah.
It was great. Anyway.
Yeah. So those were the days, weren't
they? We'll see what happens. It's 7:42. This will make you, how'd that holiday go for you? Did you have to cut back a little bit this year? Was Christmas not quite as big for you as it was last year or maybe the year before?
Yeah, a little.
Put that in mind.
Yeah.
I know you'll be shocked over this. The wealth gap between us and Washington, the wealth gap between representatives and those who they represent got wider.
Really?
According to analysis of financial disclosures, about half of all members of Congress are millionaires. Since 2004, the average American's net worth has dropped about 8%. Okay? Since 2004, average American's net worth has dropped about 8%. Members of Congress, it's gone up 15%.
Wow.
Yeah. My A&M Consolidated Math tells me that's a 23% gap right there. Between 1984 and 2009, the median net worth of a member of Congress rose 2.5 times. Used to be 280, now it's $750,000. And it's through 1984 because that's the last time that there's really any consistent wealth data that's available. But now a member of Congress, basically both houses, both Senate and House, $913,000. So remember, they're just like us. Today, the typical member of Congress is worth more than 9 times more than the typical voter that they represent. What's Nancy Pelosi doing? She's in Hawaii.
Of course she is.
With the Prez?
No.
Did they at least ride together?
No.
No.
They did not carpool.
And the president went separate from Michelle, right?
Yeah, that too. Uh-huh. Well, now...
Because her mama would probably tag
She'd had about enough.
Uh-huh.
Had about enough of the snow. She was ready for some palm trees. The Hawaiian escapade is costing us, U.S. American taxpayers, $4.1 million. Yeah. That rental's going for $3,500 a day.
Oh, good.
Which is pretty stout, but it's nothing like the Peloster. The Peloster's staying over there in, let me see, where is she? She's at the Four Seasons over on the Big Island.
Uh-huh.
She's got her suite. It's the same one she's had for the last 3 years. $10,000 a night. $10,000 a night. Now,
paying for that.
Yeah, we're not paying for it.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well,
there are some things that the people of Hawaii are paying for. Hello.
Well, you know, you can ask any member of Congress while they're worth more than we are. They're smarter than we are.
That's it. You know, and really, the thing about that, okay, there's gaps between what the members of Congress earn and what we earn.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that probably is the most bothersome is when you look at their investments. Their investments, because that's where they have really made out better than the general public. So what does that make you think about? Huh. How come a member of Congress does better in investments than we do?
Yeah, the telling percentage would be to go back and look over the past 10, 15, 20 years and see what members of Congress, what a member's net worth was when they began and what it is now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if they go in rich, that's one thing. But if they got rich while they were there, that's, if you need one more reason for term limits, that would probably be one. And, you know, the deal is, though, if you think about it, if you'll remember, Harry Truman was so destitute when he left office that Congress had to increase the pension for presidents so he wouldn't be in the poorhouse. That Ulysses S. Grant had to write his memoirs so his family would have any money at all.
Uh-huh.
And he, you know, former general in the Union Army and former president of the United States. He didn't have any money. So, yeah, things have changed a little bit there. Oh, we're back to Nancy. Now, Nancy's paying $10,000 and she's
220.
Sorry. Yeah, she's paying for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's paying for it. But you do need to know that while she was there, while she's been there, she's been escorted by local police. And that has cost the residents of Hawaii $34,000. Because, after all, she needs a police escort every place she goes.
Well, she might.
Yeah. She's just like us. Well, there are enough people that are angry
yeah,
at her?
Yeah, you know. She.
Anyway. There you are. That's out right. there this morning.
I mean, she gets out on the beach in that two-piece.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you need police protection on that. Yeah.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever using the latest laser technology. Our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
Think of the things you enjoy most in life. Would you be satisfied with a mediocre imitation instead of the real thing? Oddly enough, when it comes to intimacy and marriage, many couples settle too easily for a cheap knockoff. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Intimacy is the deepest relational need we have. It's a state of emotional connection with another person where the good about us is known and celebrated, and our flaws are met with love and healing. But developing true intimacy in a marriage can be a challenge. It requires us to feel emotionally safe with someone. Without this deep sense of trust, we simply won't be vulnerable with our spouse or share the deepest parts of ourselves. True intimacy takes effort and a willingness to risk. So, what happens when a marriage lacks this authentic sense of connection and closeness? Often, husbands or wives turn to a counterfeit or a false intimacy. It's a term that describes the different ways both men and women seek a feeling of connection without expressing the emotional vulnerability that true intimacy requires. False intimacy usually takes the form of an affair, pornography, or even a romance novel, but it's only a temporary solution to a much deeper need, and it can't offer the authentic closeness that can only be found in a committed relationship. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I wanted to be in the military since I was a kid.
I served a total of 16 years.
And at 19 years old, that's the first time I ever saw somebody die.
Coming back, I was raging.
I started having pretty horrible nightmares.
I started drinking a lot.
I guess I never recognized it in myself.
It all starts with going to the VA. There's a whole community of veterans that just want to help you out.
It's for the guys who couldn't come back, so you owe it to them to live well, because they're not here with their families.
Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Now at the Winter Storage Event, the Home Depot has 56-quart Sterilite storage totes for a new lower price of just $5.88 each. These clear totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. So that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag. Or the tote. Make room for savings right now with 56-quart storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a look at sports. It's 7:50, and this is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Two more bowl games were played yesterday, and there are two more today, including the Texas Longhorns meeting California. That'll be in the Holiday Bowl in San Diego tonight at 7 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN. Now at 3:30, the Military Bowl in Washington, D.C. has Air Force meeting Toledo. Yesterday at the Little Caesars Bowl, Purdue beat Western Michigan 37-32. The Boilermakers tried and were successful with two first-half onside kicks, and they both led to points. Now, last night, pretty good ball game. North Carolina State held on to beat Louisville 31-24 in the Belk Bowl. Mike Glennon threw for three touchdowns, and David Amerson got his 12th interception of the year. Nobody else in the country has more than seven. He has 12. He returned that one for 65 yards and a touchdown. Tomorrow, two more bowl games. The Champ Sports Bowl has Florida State versus Notre Dame in Orlando, and the Alamo Bowl tomorrow night. That's the Baylor Bears and RG3 taking on the Washington Huskies. When Coach Tim DeRuiter takes off his Aggie visor Saturday afternoon after the Meineke Car Care Bowl, he will become both in name and in fact the new head coach at Fresno State, a job that he landed right about the same time that Kevin Sumlin was landing the job at A&M. DeRuiter was asked about the timing of all of that and if he ever thought about waiting to see if he could have stayed at A&M.
Well, you know, when I first talked to Coach Sherman, I talked to him about, you know, I would like an opportunity to be a head coach, and you know, I'm not getting any younger. And so, you know, I had to look at some opportunities. And so regardless of this situation, because of the attractiveness of the Fresno State job, you look at what Coach Hill did with this and Coach Sweeney beforehand. Fresno State's a place where I think you can win and win championships at. I'm originally from California. I know a lot of the administration. So as you look at people, places, potential, all those things kind of lined up. So I think absolutely this is a job that, regardless of the circumstances, I would have been very, very interested in.
Aggies and Northwestern will kick off a little after 11 in the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas Saturday morning. You can hear it right here on 1620 with our pregame starting at 10 o'clock. By the way, Coach Sumlin told reporters yesterday in Houston that he should be announcing his coaching staff next week. Also this morning at 9 o'clock, the Aggie fans will get to know the official SEC schedule for 2012. A tweet from the SEC yesterday said that they will reveal it at that time. We'll have it up on our website, WTAW.com, immediately. One peek to the A&M schedule evidently shows that the Aggies will open the season September the 1st at Kyle Field against McNeese State. McNeese Athletic Director Tommy McClellan told the Lake Charles American Press that yesterday. Also, published schedules have A&M playing at SMU on September the 15th. Now, one thing we should find out is if reports are true that A&M and Arkansas will leave Cowboy Stadium and play their series home and home. We'll see. The first time that he had a chance for it, former Texas A&M All-American Von Miller has been selected to play in the Pro Bowl. The Denver Bronco rookie could be the NFC Defensive Rookie of the Year. He has 10.5 sacks through 11 games. He's played the last three games with a cast on his right hand after surgery for a ligament tear in his thumb. The Pro Bowl will be played January the 29th in Honolulu. Lots of girls basketball starting today. It's the McDonald's All-Star Invitational being played at four different gymnasiums, at Consol's Tiger Gym, at the Armory at Rudder, at Viking Gym, and at Sam Rayburn Gym. 50 teams are split up into big school and small school brackets for play that starts at 9 o'clock this morning. In Division I, the big school, Consol will play Pasadena Memorial at 3:30 today at Tiger Gym. Bryan will play South Houston at 10:30 a.m. And Rudder will play Corpus Christi Ray at Viking Gym at 1:30. The two championship games will be played Friday at 1:30 at Tiger Gym for the Division I and at the Armory at Rudder for Division II. Lots of girls basketball. Welcome to all 50 teams and their families to the Brazos Valley. It's 7:55. Good morning. That's your look at sports for awards and more. I'm Tom Turbeville, and this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit Awards & More. Moreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Messina Hoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the four-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messina Hoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messina Hoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to MessinaHoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messina Hoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to MessinaHoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever.
Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F. 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
About a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Next half hour, new laws across the state of across the United States. There'll be new laws, not all of them in Texas, but stuff you might want to know about. Hey, you want to add some minutes to your day? Take the stairs. Researchers found that doctors at one hospital save 15 minutes a day when choosing the stairs over the elevator. Yes, the actual ride in the elevator is faster than climbing the stairs, but time spent waiting for it added up. So there you are. We take the stairs here like I do it going down a lot.
Yeah, which is counterintuitive.
That's right. We're supposed to be doing it going up. That's what makes all the difference. Oh, and here you go. It's one more list of good places that Austin has made and we haven't. If you're single, the holidays can be lonely, but the best places in America to be single, number 5 would be Minneapolis. Really?
For the holidays?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But everybody's inside.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
Yeah. Number 4 is Austin.
Oh, God. Austin makes every list anything.
Yeah. Number 3 is Lincoln. Number 2 is
cold place.
Yeah. Number 2 is Gainesville. And number 1 would be Atlanta, Georgia. But worth noting, 5 of the top 10 are college towns.
I was going to say, you rattle off 3 college towns right
so
there.
So that has something to do with it. And again, Atlanta, obviously. For a high temperature today with some sunshine out there, low temperature tonight around 41. It'll be 64 tomorrow and then near 70 for Friday, Saturday, and on New Year's Day as well. Be a slight chance of showers on New Year's at about 20%. Right now it's 41. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's 6 days before Iowa Republicans caucus.
The support from our campaign is growing.
Mitt Romney's touring the state by bus, so is Rick Perry.
If we replace a Democrat insider with a Republican insider, is Washington going
to
change?
This has many in Iowa aren't sure who to pick yet. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Des Moines.
Yeah, Dave, some are starting to make decisions, like this woman who likes Ron Paul.
Possibly his age, for me, is a little bit of a factor, but I definitely buy into what he's telling us.
Others are still searching, wondering who has the staying power to take on President Obama.
I'm not that far along that I really think that any of them at this point are energized enough to go up against that kind of an incumbent with that kind of money.
And remember, there are more Democrats than Republicans in Iowa, so the Democrats are sort of enjoying the process.
I think it's utter chaos, really.
That woman telling me all the Republican candidates are scary. Dave?
Rich, 3 NATO troops are dead, killed in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan last night.
The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack, saying the target was a U.S. military convoy traveling through Paktia province. 23 foreign troops have now died in December, and 539 have been killed so far this year in Afghanistan.
Fox's David Piper in Kabul. North Korea is a sad place. Tens of thousands crying, and soldiers bowed their heads as Kim Jong-il's funeral procession went by, led by his son and heir apparent Kim Jong-un. 2011 was a deadlier year for police. 173 officers died in the line of duty, 13% more than last year.
When you cut law enforcement agency budgets, people die.
National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund Chairman Greg Floyd also fears criminals are becoming more brazen. A 2-year-old girl is in critical condition in Orlando, shot in the head at home yesterday. Police say her 21-year-old cousin accidentally discharged the gun while putting it in a dresser. The bullet went through a wall, hit the little girl in the other room. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Guy will meet or beat any local competitor's price. The Pool Guy is proud to be the authorized Regal chemical dealer. That means you get the highest quality chemicals available at the lowest price available. With a full inventory, the Pool Guy gives you fast free delivery in BCS and unbeatable service. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Santa, do you get to tell anyone what you want for Christmas?
Yeah, Santa, what do you want?
I want a new truck from Team Navasota.
Hey, Santa, how about this? A new Dodge crew cab from Team Dodge, discounted up to $10,000.
Nice price.
Or get a new Jeep Compass for $19,999.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Merry Christmas from the Team of Navasota. We're the home of the nice price.
Hello again, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler. Ow! Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
What about it, Chandler?
I think my eye's swelling shut.
Wazurski! Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties where basically they eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver, is that it?
You got it, Coach.
Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Chandler, go long!
Ow!
You should try catching with your hands.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Get to Ashland Furniture Home Store College Station and take advantage of our 2012 New Year event going on now. The more you buy, the more you get in free furniture. Get $75, $200, $1,000, even up to $2,000 in free furniture. There's great value and savings on all furniture and bedding throughout the store. And 24-month no-interest financing. The more you buy, the more you get in free furniture. At Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station's New Year event, get your free furniture. See store for details.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 39 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the lower 60s. We'll tell you more about the weather after the news. Brought to you by Merry Maids. Leave the holiday house cleaning to Merry Maids. Call now to request your holiday cleaning. 595-1111, 595-1111, or go to merrymaids.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Next year, some Texans will get their property tax bills by email. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe worked with the Comptroller's Office on implementing a new state law.
Some of us who are maybe not quite as large may be watching the larger guys and seeing how it works with them, the problems that they hit, and hopefully they'll be able to work out some of the bumps before we get to a position where we're maybe fully moving into this type of option.
While considered a money-saving idea, Roe also wants to know the costs of software upgrades and related expenses.
There has to be some changes to the software made to be able to actually create that and email it without doing it outside of the software, because if you start taking on something like this outside of the software, it could be very time-consuming staff-wise.
Roe says she'll decide by next June if Brazos County will make that investment. The new year brings new rules that limit the ability of homeowners associations to seize homes for non-payment of dues. A new state law prevents what happens to a North Texas soldier whose home was sold for $3,500 while he was serving in Iraq because he didn't pay his HOA dues. Beanie Adolph of Texans for HOA Reform says the new law requires a court order for any foreclosure.
We are scrutinizing every word to see how we can get around it.
HOA representatives say they need the right to punish homeowners who don't pay dues and need to enforce restrictions the homeowners want enforced. HOAs will also be required to hold open meetings the same way cities and counties do and offer payment plans to those who fall behind in their dues. As the college bowl season hits high gear, we're a couple of months away from learning if Kyle Field will host the Brazos Valley Bowl next December. Ted Raspiller is president of Blinn College's Brazos County campuses. He says the game is another way Blinn can be more involved in the community.
Among other things, what we're hoping this bowl game will do is bring some visitors, bring some foot traffic to town during a period of the calendar, mid-December, early in mid-December, when there's not a lot of folks here.
College Station Assistant City Manager Frank Simpson supports spending $25,000 in hotel-motel tax money if the bowl game is played.
With it being a hot tax, these are dollars that are not allowed to be spent on other types of core services, that the whole intent and purpose of those are to try to attract out-of-town residents to add to the local economy. And we believe that it's a good return on the $25,000 investment.
Blinn officials say their football team playing in bowl games 5 of the last 6 years will help in how they operate the contest. Doing something about highway congestion across Texas is big on the state's priority list in the new year.
A new report by the Texas Transportation Institute makes suggestions about where the highway department needs to focus efforts. That research institute's Bill Stockton points out where they got some of the information they're using.
Segments of roadway in the Austin area that are on the TxDOT 50 most congested segment list for 2010.
The LBJ Freeway between the Stebbins Freeway and the North Central Expressway in Dallas and 35W in Fort Worth are the most congested in the Metroplex, while the worst freeway of all by Texas standards is 45, the North Freeway in Houston. In Austin, Jared Allen, TSN News.
The next time you're on the Internet, be sure to check out the new website for the College Station School District. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the new layout has been online for about a month.
We launched it, I believe, November 28th was a Monday. A lot of work went into getting that thing together, and it's something we're really proud of. We like the look of it. And again, if you have any feedback, there's a button there to give us feedback on the new website. We're certainly open to suggestions on ways we can improve it.
The company hired by CSISD for its website design was hired recently by the Bryan School District as well for the same service. And Christmas may have put a dent in your wallet, but the holidays continue this weekend with New Year's celebrations. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us how people are spending.
Whether it's a night out on the town or a get-together with family and friends, people are still spending money on New Year's.
We've seen a little bit of a cutback, but I think when it comes to a party, people are still having them.
Card and Party Factory manager Tina Chatham also says people are getting prepared for their New Year's celebrations in a more timely manner.
I have noticed that they are buying early this year. I don't know if it's because of it falling on a Sunday.
Chatham says the holiday falling on a Sunday may also send more people out of town to celebrate the beginning of 2012, but business is staying steady. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:10, 39 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Mary Maids. More news at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital. With a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center, if you have chest pain, learn more. Go to csmedcenter.com.
Through today, we'll have mainly sunny skies, afternoon high temperature between 60 and 65 degrees. For tonight, it's clear. We cool down to the mid-40s overnight. Should be pleasant on Thursday with mostly sunny skies and temperatures around 65 to perhaps near 70 in spots. Fair weather during Thursday night, mid-40s. We're mostly sunny on Friday, lower 70s then, and generally upper 60s to low 70s for the weekend with periods of clouds and sun. I'm Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So with the new year starting means there are going to be some new laws out there that you need to be looking at. National Conference of State Legislatures issued its annual list of laws to take effect in 2012. There's nothing but bad news for connoisseurs of shark fin soup.
Oh, I thought you were going to say turbaki products.
Well, that's going to be some of that, too. But we got Oregon and California passing laws prohibiting the sale, trade, or distribution of the fins, which are considered a delicacy in China. California also became the first state in the nation to require a prescription for obtaining any drug containing dextromethorphan, which is an ingredient found in a lot of OTC cough suppressants like Robitussin and NyQuil and Dimetapp. Law prompted by a spike in the use of the cough syrup as a recreational drug.
Hmm.
Voter ID continued to be a hot topic for legislatures. In 2011, four states approved laws requiring voters to present photo ID. Texas, of course, being one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Others would be Rhode Island, Kansas, and Tennessee. A fifth state, South Carolina, passed its own voter ID law. That's been overturned by the Justice Department. And in education, California approved two hotly debated laws slated to take effect. The California Dream Act expands eligibility for institutional grants and fee waivers for students who are in the country illegally at the state's university systems and community colleges. Hey, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? We've heard that before, haven't we? Meanwhile, Oregon's legislators granted an exception from the state's anti-texting law for drivers of tow trucks, roadside assistance vehicles, and utility vehicles as well. North Dakota, their law bans drivers under the age of 18 from using a cellular phone in their car, and it bans all drivers from texting. Again, that's in North Dakota. And in Nevada, law prohibits drivers from texting and using handheld phones. We tell you that because if you're in those states,
yeah,
might be in a little problem there. Because they don't want to hear about the way you do it back in Texas, okay? So, and let's see, public employees took a hit in several states. Public workers will be required to make longer contributions to their retirement funds in Delaware and North Dakota. In Oklahoma, judges and justices appointed starting in 2012 have to wait longer to get their full benefits. So there you are.
It's tough to live these days.
It really, really is.
All over. Yeah.
And as mentioned, increasing numbers of single adults are choosing to spend the holidays with friends rather than travel home to hang out with their actual family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're shocked. According to the Boston Globe, more than 40% of unmarried U.S. Americans say they're just fine visiting non-biological relatives during the holidays. So here we go. Here are their reasons.
Well, if they're single, they're just going to go home and, you know, hear about they're either becoming a spinster or
something.
You
know,
if you're a guy and you're single past, you know, your mid-20s or, you know, certainly your early 30s, you know, then there are concerns about other things.
Lifestyle choices. Some of the reasons included the expense and inconvenience of traveling home. Yeah, that's number one. Yeah, that's got to be it. The ability to actually stay in touch over the web or using Skype or whatever. But most of all, it's that our friends don't stress us out the way that our relatives do.
Told you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's exactly right. I mean, as they say, this is what one single guy said. The longer I've lived away from family, the more accustomed I've grown to living away from my family. And I've replaced them. I have no family kind of group around me. My dudes, my former roommate, who's like a brother to me, the other guys it says here, I cut hair with. I guess that's what he does. If I want to watch a movie or I'm having a celebration, who do I call? I call them. It's like, Mom, you want to come over and watch a movie? Call your sister, have her come over and watch a movie with you? So, yeah, it's the travel that makes it annoying. That's the reason we don't do that.
You can pick your friends.
That's right. And you can pick your nose.
Yeah,
that's right.
But you can't pick your friend's nose.
Better not.
Golly, yeah. You're regular Abbott and Costello.
It just becomes automatic after a while.
Uh-huh. All right.
So something for your future holiday wish list, maybe. Apple has filed patents for hydrogen fuel cells that would run computers and smartphones for weeks without refueling. Now, this is technology.
Haven't we learned about, you know, not running things for off of hydrogen?
Yeah.
Remember the Hindenburg?
I remember that, yeah. The thing is, the hydrogen fuel cell thing isn't new. That kind of research and technology, obviously, has been going on for years and years and years. Probably every automobile manufacturer has some kind of a hydrogen fuel test vehicle that they've rolled out for us to see. So it's not news itself. The fact is that it's Apple who's looking at doing it, and Apple puts out the press release. And so, of course, when Apple does that, everybody pays attention. But this is the first sign that maybe Apple's looking to change their battery technology in some way. Yeah, if it explodes in your pocket, that could hurt. See how that works out for you. I mean, it's better than having a smokestack coming out.
Yeah.
A deceased Pennsylvania man sending letters from the grave. New York Post says before his death.
Boogie, 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 boogie.
Yeah. An unidentified 88-year-old ad executive asked a relative to send his friends holiday greetings on his behalf. One of the cards reads, "Hello, please don't call. I recently moved to a quiet neighborhood. My new place doesn't have a phone, and the gates close at midnight." Picture of the card shows a local cemetery. No word on whether the recipients were in on the joke, but there you are, a little something different. All right, it's 8:18 right now.
New Year hiring on tap. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Your chances of landing a new full-time job next year are looking better. The latest Career Builder survey of employers finds 1 in 4 plans to add full-time workers to the payroll in 2012. Could be even better than that, since Career Builder says bosses tend to be cautious about hiring predictions. Skilled workers have the best chances of getting hired, folks with IT knowledge or those who work in healthcare. Futures are pointing higher following a successful Italian debt auction. There's not much else happening to catch investors' attention today. NASDAQ futures are up 6.5 points. S&P futures ahead nearly 3 points. Sales at the nation's chain stores edged up almost 1% last week as Americans finished up their holiday shopping. The International Council of Shopping Centers report shows consumers bought more gift cards than usual, and that could boost sales results as those cards are cashed in. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over 1 million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:20, News Talk 1620, WTAW. If you're tempted by the playful antics of that adorable little kitten in the pet shop or animal shelter, wherever you happen to see them, if you've never had a cat before, you may want to think again, especially if you have some other allergies, according to researchers. While having a cat as a child may protect against future allergies, getting one in adulthood nearly doubles the chance of developing an immune reaction to it. The first step towards your wheezing and your sneezing and your itchy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Same study, which covered thousands of adults, was published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology and found that people with other allergies were at extra high risk of reacting to a new feline in the house. So, hence, cat avoidance should be considered in adults, especially those sensitized to other allergens or they have a history of allergy diseases. In other words, you're having trouble with allergies, don't be bringing a new kitty into the house because, again, that could cause a problem for you. Just letting you know. Plus the fact, it's a cat. It's a cat. It's not going to like you like the dog does.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station, front of HEB, are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
When we've talked about Suddenlink Television, Suddenlink Advanced Digital TV, along with the high-speed internet and the telephone service, when talking about the digital TV, we've talked about video on demand. And boy, have I loved my VOD this week because I've gotten to see a couple of movies that I never got a chance to see in the movie theater. One was Dolphin Tales, and that's a sweet movie. It really, really is. And then the other day, my wife and I saw The Help. Wow, what a fantastic movie. This is a movie that has a lot of nominations for Golden Globe Awards, including Best Picture. Now, a lot of people had already seen it in the movie theater, but I didn't have a chance to. But I got to see it in the comfort of my own home for a very, very reasonable price, like $4.99. And my wife and I sat and watched a truly incredible movie. If you haven't seen The Help yet, you need to do that. And you could do that right now with video on demand with Suddenlink. A lot of the movies that are maybe still in the theaters or just left the theater that you didn't have a chance to see, well, you can see on video on demand for a much lower price than the price of an individual ticket. All gather around and watch the movie like we did The Help. So I just want to mention that about one of the benefits of advanced digital TV from Suddenlink, which you can get for $27 a month, and the high-speed internet for $20 a month, and the telephone service, $25 per month, and that's locked in for life. Call Suddenlink, won't you? If you're not with them, get with them. 1-800-915-1866.
Press 1. If you are having trouble posting a job to our online job site.
Okay.
Press 5. If you're calling between 9 and 10 a.m. on a Wednesday or Tuesday. 6. For all other times except Thursday.
We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, the job site where you can talk to an actual living customer service person whenever you need.
You are the next caller in line.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye.
Ugh. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, good morning. It's 823, News Talk 1620, WTAW. If you're looking to kill some time here during the school break this week, drag out the old blocks and build something. Researchers at Temple University say building blocks still one of the best toys that a kid can play with. When physical construction is involved, that playtime doubles as learning time and can build some real skills. Construction blocks help with our math, our engineering, and our science skills and can strengthen planning, cooperation, and communication when you build together. For babies and toddlers, building with blocks flexes some skills like fine motor skills, balance, and even verbal skills, especially in the demolition phase, because they like knocking that stuff down. So think about that. That might be something that'd be kind of fun. By the way, if you've got gift cards for Christmas, forget about saving them for a rainy day. Get out there and use them. The sooner, the better. According to recent Consumer Reports poll, about 113 million adults received gift cards last year, and a lot of them were never redeemed. And there are some good reasons not to hang on to them. The new rules that prevent some gift cards from expiring within 5 years don't apply to your reloadable cards and vouchers from sites like Groupon or Living Social or Buy With Me. Bank-issued cards are convenient, but some of them carry inactivity fees if you don't use them within a certain amount of time. And in the event that a retailer goes out of business, and obviously all bets are off, there could be fewer places for you to redeem. Or, of course, you could also lose the card, forget about the gift card because you carefully tuck it away. Lost and forgotten card accounts for the majority of those that end up being unused. But again, 113 million adults received gift cards, so don't save them. Take them out there and use them.
Bravo, Brazos Valley. And a couple of weeks ago, you might have heard this, but if you missed it, here it is again. Bill Oliver at a recent luncheon of the Bryan Rotary Club visiting with Andrew Card, the interim dean of the Bush School, talking about the 220th anniversary of the Bill of Rights.
220 years ago, America ratified the Bill of Rights to our Constitution, the First Amendments to our Constitution. And it's the First Amendment to the Constitution that a lot of people people use to describe our Constitution. And that's the amendment that guarantees that we can practice our faith without the government telling us how to. We can exercise our speech without the government restricting it. We can gather with people that we like and don't like, and we can also petition government to address our grievances. And so without that First Amendment, the people, in order to form a more perfect union, our Constitution, would be frustrated. At least now we can be frustrated with a voice and a prayer.
Where'd you get the passion?
I grew up in a small town south of Boston. I grew up where politics was not a dirty word. It was a noble calling and, quite frankly, a responsibility. And my grandmother on my father's side was a suffragette. She fought for women to get the right to vote. But as a result, she made sure that all of us paid attention to the political process, the policy that makes up politics, and take positions, espouse them, defend them, and fight for them. And she didn't expect us to agree. In fact, it was just the opposite. She expected us to disagree, and she thought that that was the only way a democracy could function. So she was not looking for it to be smooth and easy. She was looking for it to be dynamic and producing not perfect results, but perfectly good results. So the people who were fighting for perfection at the dining room table had to learn how to compromise to work for perfectly good.
You made an illustration comparing today's super committee work to the day of the Bill of Rights.
Well, you know, we tend to think that our founding fathers were all of one mind and kind of got along really well. They didn't. In fact, some of them were bitter enemies. And we all know that there were some that actually challenged each other to a duel and ended up one of them died. The super committee that helped to create the Constitution didn't do a job that everybody who was serving then in the Continental Congress liked. So some of the contrarians in the super committee said, we'll only go along with it if you promise to amend it right out of the box. And it was the promise of amending the Constitution that allowed for the Constitution to be ratified by those states, enough states to put it into force. And the promise was kept when the Constitution was amended by the Bill of Rights, and that First Amendment is what's given us voice. I would also, a little bit of trivia, when the Bill of Rights were first introduced to the Congress, the first Congress of the United States, after we had a Constitution, there were actually 12 amendments that were introduced. One of them didn't make it through the process. The First Amendment that was actually introduced was the last amendment adopted to our Constitution. And that amendment came in 1992. And yet it was written by the person who wrote the First Amendment to the Constitution. It took that long for it to be ratified, and it was the state of Maryland that finally ratified it in 1992.
Great history lesson from Andrew Card, former chief of staff and now dean of the Bush School. Thanks, Bill, and thanks, Mr. Card. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Santa, do you get to tell anyone what you want for Christmas?
Yeah, Santa, what do you want?
I want a new truck from Team of Navasota.
Thanks, Santa. How about this? A new Ford F-150 from Team Ford starting at $17,299.
Nice price.
Or you can get a new Ford Fiesta for just $189 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Merry Christmas from the Team of Navasota. We're the home of the nice price.
Messinahoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the 4-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messinahoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messinahoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to Messinahoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messinahoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to Messinahoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses that sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 8:31, 40 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the lower 60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. This look at news is brought to you by Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just north of Villa Maria in Bryan. They sell fun, not tractors. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. We may know by next June if you'll be able to sign up to receive your Brazos County tax bill by email. It's an option passed by this year's legislature and something tax assessor collector Christy Rowe has worked with the controller's office to implement.
I think movement into it in different offices is going to be carefully considered because the cost and the workload has got to be weighed against the savings because sometimes these things can cost as much as they save.
Rose says it's a step beyond being notified of your property tax bill.
And if you think about that, that's a little bit more than what you get from, say, your phone company or your credit card company. It may send you an email, but it just says, go out here and look at your bill.
Rose says property owners would have to request tax bills by email each year. Homeowners associations have a new state law for the first of the year. Beanie Adolph of Texans for HOA Reform says it's a step in the right direction.
The marvelous thing is it has jolted the industry that homeowners are even being recognized.
HOAs will be required to offer payment plans to those who fall behind on their dues. Associations will also be required to get a court order for any foreclosure, preventing what happened to a North Texas soldier serving in Iraq when his home was seized and sold for $3,500. HOAs will also have to follow open meetings laws the same way as cities and counties. Five of the last 6 years, the Blinn College football team has played in bowl games. Blinn officials hope to use that experience to run the Brazos Valley Bowl next December at Kyle Field. Blinn's president of Brazos County campuses, Ted Raspiller, is optimistic about getting approval from the National Junior College Athletic Association.
We think that a combination of the venue that we intend to play the game in and this community here will be enough to entice the National Junior College Association, not just to give us a bowl game, but to look closely at when they award the National Championship bowl game, and we're excited about that.
Raspiller says the bowl game is also another way to recruit students.
To capture high school students that either don't choose to go to four-year schools or don't choose to go to four-year schools initially to come to Blinn College. And so it's just going to be a different way for us to kind of market what we do and get folks excited about what's going on here.
Blinn is in the process of collecting $80,000 in sponsorships. That includes $25,000 from College Station share of hotel motel tax money. The first lawsuit filed over the state school finance system is now getting support from more than just school districts.
I personally will join the coalition, and I know that as a council, we're going to continue to support.
Pflugerville Mayor Jeff Coleman says the city is tied to the school district, and if the district suffers, so does the city. Equity Center Executive Director Wayne Pierce says he hopes Pflugerville is the first of many entities to get behind the movement.
That's going to be the next place that we go, will be to get other organizations, Lions clubs, Rotary clubs, individual citizens to come into this coalition on behalf of the public schools.
Four lawsuits have been filed to date, and Pierce says they'll present a united front when they take on the state in court next fall. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Bryan School District trustees last month unanimously approved joining the Equity Center lawsuit. There's a new look to the College Station School District website. CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says some may notice the main color has changed from the maroon that represents A&M Consolidated High School.
We tried to get maroon and purple to work together, but it just didn't work out. I don't care what you do, those colors just don't look good together. So we went with some neutral colors and tried to make it very navigable and make sense, and we really like the way it turned out.
The reference to purple is because that's the primary color of the new College Station High School. New functions of the updated CSISD.org website include multiple foreign languages. And horns and champagne glasses replace garland and ornaments this weekend as people bring in the new year. WTAW's Chelsea Reber tells us why some people are buying their decorations earlier.
Since New Year's Day falls on a Sunday, Card and Party Factory manager Tina Chatham says she's seen people coming in to shop earlier this year. She says they're excited about the weekend's festivities and are getting everything they need to celebrate.
Well, they're grabbing the party packs, which has everything you need in a party. Of course, there's the champagne glasses, and there's the decorations. Of course, we sell all of the different horns and hats, and we've got a 3-foot cannon, which is really neat. It'll shoot confetti everywhere.
Chatham says they've seen a slight cutback in business this year, but when it comes to New Year's, people are still having parties and just want to have a good time. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 40 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2012 have arrived. They're at Polaris Fun Center right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. At Polaris Fun Center, you can get financing as low as 2.99% on any Polaris ATV or side-by-side, plus up to $1,000 in rebates on all remaining 2011 models. Shop the legendary Sportsman, Powerful Rangers, and Razor Sharp Razors at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria in Bryan, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Messina Hoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the 4-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messina Hoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messina Hoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to MessinaHoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messina Hoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to MessinaHoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
Aggie football team is playing Northwestern, the Wildcats, in the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas on New Year's Eve morning. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. in Houston's Reliant Stadium. Support your Aggies in their third consecutive bowl game. You won't want to miss the Big 12, Big 10 matchup. For ticket information, visit AggieAthletics.com or call this toll-free number at 1-888-99-AGGIE. A&M going bowling.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-8.
Temperatures on the mild side over the next several days. In fact, they're pretty much warm here by the end of the week. Now, we're mostly sunny through today with a few scattered clouds and lower to middle 60s during this afternoon, a bit above the average. Tonight, clear skies and mid-40s. Tomorrow, again, a few degrees warmer with a good deal of sunshine and 65 to 70. Mostly clear skies and about 45 at night, and mostly sunny into the low 70s on Friday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
So, you know, I thought I'd do a little research to figure out why today is chocolate day.
Mm-hmm.
Why is today chocolate day? Well, now we find out. Chocolate's all over the calendar.
Oh, really?
Well, you got your National Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day on January the 3rd, okay? And you got your American Chocolate Week, which is the third week in March. And it's National Chocolate-Covered Caramel Day, or Caramel Day, on the 19th. It's National Chocolate-Covered Raisin Day on March the 24th.
Yeah.
It's National Chocolate-Covered Anything Day. Got one of those. It's National Milk Chocolate Day on July 28th.
So there you go.
I mean, and just in December.
Yeah.
The 28th and 29th are National Chocolate Days. So any number of reasons for you to go ahead and indulge. Doesn't have to be on any specific day. Be either ahead of it or behind it. Just letting you know. All right, here we go. It's time for our pop culture current events quiz of the day.
I love
it's multiple choice.
Okay.
Here we go. Today's topic is royal family fashion wear. Here's the question.
Okay.
Kate Middleton's sister garnered much of the attention the day of the royal wedding, and that gave rise to what new product that you could buy if you wanted to? Was it A, Lollipips, that's the lollipop that, quote, looks and tastes like Pippa Middleton, B, Pippa Pants, padded underwear to give you Pippa's now famous derriere. C, Pippa Long Stockings to keep you warm in the winter.
Hmm.
Or D, Two-Ply Toilet Pippa. A, B, C, or D? Tom, you're first.
I'm going to go with B.
B, that'd be Pippa Pants.
Pippa Pants.
And Chase?
I will agree.
Yes. Well, the answer is, in fact, yes, Pippa Pants.
Uh-huh.
Since Pippa Middleton's appearance at the royal wedding, sales of padded pants have rocketed as women try to emulate her shapely derriere.
Uh-huh.
Padded pants to show off your Pippa posterior.
That's it. And an undergarment made from an innovative shapewear material designed to add curves in all the right places. The pants give behinds the kind of uplift usually associated with padded bras. According to the manufacturers, the Invisible Shaping Bum Boosters, that's their official name, Invisible Shaping Bum Boosters promise a 2-inch increase in the wearer's vital statistics, as well as a 15-degree increase in curvature of the rear. The secret, they say, lies in discrete cheek-enhancing structures built onto the back of the lining to give extra bulk and curvature, turning your flat bottom into the rear of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Get the pants. Got that for you. And you guys, once again,
yeah,
as always,
right on.
Plugged in
yeah.
to exactly what is going on.
That's our job, man.
Yeah, it is. So now, movies, got, you know, lots of movies out there.
Yeah, we do.
And
I haven't seen one of the new ones yet, but I will.
Forrest Gump, Bambi, Norma Rae, Silence of the Lambs, and Charlie Chaplin's first ever full-length The Kid, among 25 films that have been chosen by the Library of Congress to be added to the National Film Registry. Daily Variety says the films were chosen from 2,200 nominated by the public last year because of their enduring significance to the American culture. In all, 575 films. 575
wow.
films are in the registry right now.
What were the new ones again?
The ones that, sure, that's all right. Forrest Gump,
uh-huh.
Bambi.
Yeah.
Interesting, that wasn't in there already.
Yeah, I think.
Norma Rae.
Uh-huh.
Another one, Silence of the Lambs.
Uh-huh.
Kind of surprised that
yeah.
one wasn't there. And then the first full-length Charlie Chaplin,
yeah.
The Kid.
Okay. I think I've seen all five of those.
That's it. Okay.
I know I've seen four of them.
Yeah. So now we
yeah.
got that.
There you
so
go.
While we're speaking of movies,
uh-huh.
so that whole movie experience, and is it worthwhile to do that? Because after all, it does cost a lot to go to the movie.
Yes, it does.
Does cost a lot to...
Well,
yes.
Unless you're a senior.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, seniors do get a pretty good break.
Yeah, but the movie-going experience, if you will, mm-hmm. not what it used to be.
Right.
Because of what it costs, because of the concession stand, because now you get to see commercials before the feature starts.
Do you ever?
You know, they yeah. say it starts at 125. I figure I could wander in about 140.
About 20 to 25
yeah.
minutes of padding there. You
yeah.
Get.
See, yeah. So uh-huh. Don't know that that's
yeah.
anything.
Yeah. Well, usually the commercials now, Scott, I don't know if you haven't been lately.
No, I haven't.
But the commercials usually happen, I think, without fail, they happen before the scheduled time. The previews
yeah.
come on at the scheduled time, the actual previews. But the commercials are there as you walk into the theater.
Yeah. So here you go. Yeah. Here are the things yeah. that people don't like. Pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
Baby bringers. Mostly this is toddler bringers, actually.
Uh-huh.
When children are born, parents have to give up certain guilty pleasures for the first 5 years.
Uh-huh.
If you can't wait for the video to come out, and you can't get a sitter, you bring them
yeah.
along.
Yeah. Well, especially, you know, if it's a child that's going to cry or yeah. something like that.
I find this one interesting. Dog bringers. Purse
really?
Puppies. Purse puppies.
If there's ever been one in a theater of mine, mm. I didn't notice it.
Gum chewers, which of yeah, course means open mouth.
I don't sit that close to other people.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
if you go to the opening.
Yeah,
day
so if it's a packed theater.
Right.
But I always try to get the aisle and I'm sitting next to Judy.
Ah, okay.
So I don't sit next to a stranger. I let
gotcha.
Her do that. Yeah.
And as this person says here, I've watched people eat sunflower seeds at the movie.
Oh, and then they kind of spit them somewhere,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
Late arrivers, the couple who shows
oh.
up and loudly asks if anybody could move over.
Oh, got him. Got him. Yeah.
Well, I kind of sneer at the late arriver, especially at a popular movie.
Hello.
Who didn't plan ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I set an all-time commercial record Christmas afternoon. If it was 5 minutes, it was 30 minutes of commercials. Maybe it was just Christmas Day. They knew there was going to be a lot of people there.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Now, we're not talking trailers.
No. I mean commercial. I wish I would have counted because after a while it just got comical. And I really wish I would have counted.
Now, percentage-wise, were these local businesses or the national
no,
type?
Nationals.
Okay.
Almost no locals.
Okay. Well,
it was just unbelievably frustrating.
Where else did you have to be?
Look.
It's Christmas
movie,
Day.
If the movie is supposed to start at 4:20,
yeah.
I will allow for a few trailers.
Yeah.
But I don't think my, and this was a fairly long movie, I don't think it started till about between 4:45 and 4:50.
Well, you said this was Monday at 4:20?
This was Christmas Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, Sunday. Okay.
But,
yeah.
But Chip, didn't the advertisements though all happen before the scheduled start time though?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No.
Really? Really?
No.
Well,
It was just awful.
Ah.
Well, there you are. So you'd finished your expensive snacks by the time the movie
started.
Yeah, I showed
them. I didn't buy any snacks.
Yeah, there you go. Got even. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Well, there you go. Don't.
All right.
Don't mess with Chip.
Other problems? Mm-hmm. Litterers. And that's true.
That's...
I mean, would it kill you to take your popcorn box back up and dump it? You know, because
I always do. I never leave my popcorn
on
the floor because those kids that have to clean up the theater in 20 minutes, I don't think they get paid a whole lot of money. So, yeah, make their job a little easier.
Here's your next pet peeve.
Uh-huh.
I figured you'd go back for a refill on your way out.
Yeah, don't you?
Well, I do usually get a refill. Yeah, yeah. But I'm already halfway into that one. So
I'm just saying, mouth breathers. You have a problem with mouth breathers at the movies?
Well, it's usually a medical problem, so I don't give them that half turn or anything.
Half turn.
You know, like Seinfeld.
Give them the old.
Yeah, the half turn.
Yeah. And
gave them the half turn.
The refuse to movers. There are those people who hem and haw and physically show their annoyance at any time they have to move their legs to let somebody in. I think we're sharing the show with one of them, Tom.
I don't know about that.
I'm just asking.
I don't angle my posterior into a situation where I would have to be the gatekeeper to your aisle.
Gotcha.
Say that again.
I don't maneuver my posterior to a position where I have to be the gatekeeper of your aisle.
Yeah.
If I do that, then I'm an idiot. If I'm one of the first ones there,
and sit on the end?
And I sit on the end.
Well, I always sit on the end because I don't want to.
Well, you're asking
if I
for
have
trouble.
To,
Well,
yeah, if I have to get out for whatever reason.
And that's fine. But
I don't want to bother a lot of
people. Does it not come along with you know what you're getting into?
Yes, yes.
That I mean,
absolutely.
Exactly.
That's
my point. But if I sit there and I get testy every time somebody goes, I need to get down there. I can't believe I'm having to move to allow you in.
No, but I see that it doesn't bother me to move my legs or even to stand up for someone. Because you're exactly right. I know that by sitting on the end, I'm buying that, especially for a popular movie.
On the other hand, if you're the person or you bring someone with you to the movies that you know within 9 seconds of sitting down that they're either going to I forgot the 9-pound bag of M&Ms, or I got to pee, you know, then do us all a favor and sit on the end.
You don't hold them personally responsible for bringing that person, do you?
Well, if it's their child, I do.
No, well, that does something. And then that brings up the next,
if it's just your high maintenance girlfriend, maybe you should have thought about that and picked out a better seat.
Or a different girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, more than a place to swim, it's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT 4-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
'Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 36 months is under the tree on the 2012 Civic, Accord, Crosstour, Pilot, and Odyssey. Or for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on these same models or the 2011 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
Chulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy too.
Hold everything. You've heard of their bulletproof roof guarantee, but now you can also get that same great guarantee when you purchase vinyl replacement windows from Schulte Roofing. Manufactured by Simonton, they offer a double lifetime transferable warranty and accidental glass breakage for 20 years. And it wouldn't be the bulletproof guarantee if I didn't tell you. If you're not 100% totally satisfied with your new vinyl windows, they're free. Call Schulte Roofing today for a free quote on vinyl replacement windows. 936-825-3690. That's 936-825-3690.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hurry to Half Price Books' biggest sale of the season. The extra 20% off everything sale going on now. But it all ends Friday, so don't miss it. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're talking about things that we're talking about people in the movie theater that annoy you. Would you like to join us, Mr. Down, since you probably go to the movies as much as Tom?
I'm just, as much as I am a fan of the Chip Howard Sports Talk experience,
yes.
I've just got to almost call that there's a lack of detail there. I mean, now Chip and I'll have to fight this out today,
okay?
Because as you know, he's pretty calm when he's challenged.
Yeah.
But I have never, in all of my movie going experience, at the published start time of the movie, unless there's a mistake, I've never seen anything but a trailer fire up.
Well,
I mean, they've got that you know movie time or whatever they have with the commercials and all the NBC shows and all that kind of stuff.
As you
come
in and sit down,
They are set to just shut right. Well,
you know, I challenged Chip on this because I thought the same thing. I thought that it was the published start time.
Here's how it works. There's not a person up there anymore starting those quote unquote projectors.
Sure. Right.
There's a computer that says 4:20, click, and starts rolling that. And if their timing is off, you're going to get to see both of them. The little commercial things, which is on kind of a regular LED or whatever projector.
And right.
Then the big one comes on. That's why sometimes there's a little gap there between them. I don't know. You know, Mr. Howard, it's well-known attention to detail and timing.
And has nothing else to do other than that. So anyway,
sometimes actually the lights dim at that time also. Yeah. The lights will go down at the start of the trailers.
Hey, now that it's all computerized in your theater, there's even three levels of lighting. There's the before it starts, there's the when the trailers start, then the completely dark when the movie starts.
Well, you can go ahead and start your nap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, there's nothing any worse than that person who talks at the screen.
All right, now we're going there, okay?
Uh-huh. Good point.
The tour guide.
Oh, that's funny. Look at that.
Yeah.
Watch this part.
The people who talk through the entire movie as if they are providing subtitles for those of us who are too stupid to understand.
There is an exception.
Yeah.
If you go see some trashy horror movie, as I have been known to do sometimes, I just do love those people who sit back there. Because, you know, I mean, we all know, don't go in the dark room by yourself. Don't go in the basement if you're...
Would it kill you to hit the lights?
Right. Yeah, you turn the lights on. Don't you know what happens to 20-year-old girls when they go searching for that noise in the dark?
Yeah.
But anyway, I do love those because that just adds to the whole thing. It's like Rocky Horror all over again for me.
Seat kickers. They say, I haven't experienced that nearly as much as you do in an airplane.
You scared the daylights out of me when you said that. Go ahead.
We are not a country music radio station. It's really okay. Anyway. Once or twice is an accident after that. Yeah.
So tell me, Scott, for those who might have missed so-called seat kickers.
Yeah.
That you're,
for those who might have missed it. Yeah. The seat kicker. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough. Yeah. We get it.
Right. Anyway,
I have children to feed.
See, and again, I don't know. That hasn't been a problem for me in the movie theater, but in an airplane or something, you'll get that.
Well, have you ever accidentally been the seat kicker, and do you apologize?
No, I don't.
I normally do.
No, I don't.
Not in the middle of the movie.
No.
I'm sorry.
Well, usually I like put my hand up where they can see it, like I'm sorry, or something like that, that I acknowledge that I kicked their seat, and I'm not a habitual seat kicker.
Well, if do you give them your name and address?
No.
Send them a little gift card.
He offers them a gimme cap.
I just want them to know that I recognize my faux pas.
The worst thing that can happen to you, though, is to be behind one of those well-bred and brought-up-well teenagers who like to put their feet on the back of your seat.
Yeah, those are nice.
Because if you have a seat next to you that's empty, buddy, you're going to have a couple of stinky tennis shoes right there on top.
Yeah, good point.
If I get up and tell them exactly what I think of them and their family, I'm the bad guy.
That's right. You're an old man. Well, you're an angry old man.
Yeah. Well, technically he is. Yeah.
Speaking of smells, too much cologne. It ain't the lobby of Macy's, after all. It would be a movie theater.
Oh, no, this person who made this list apparently goes to some pretty darned upscale movies.
Well, and again,
either that or it's just a pill.
Kind of the kicker on that. And
I don't like the overwhelming scent of cologne wafting across while I'm...
Okay, then there's
greasy popcorn is acceptable.
Well, this guy went to the
from Sundance here on the screen.
Then this guy went to the movies with Chip Howard.
Then there's texters. How about that? How about the texters, huh?
Well, you know, if it's during the movie or even after the trailer starts, that unacceptable. But if they get all their texting and even their talking and all of that out of their system while the ads are on, I give them a pass on that.
You know what I do?
Yeah.
Because I will invariably get a text while I'm sitting there. Before that whole baby starts, I turn the screen brightness all the way down to invisible, and I keep it in my coat pocket so I can just kind of discreetly take a peek in there and not blind the people behind me.
Right.
And I don't really mind them texting if it didn't suddenly cause my pupils to squint shut when they started that.
So you go to way too much trouble to worry about your other
130 lumen light on their little...
But the point is, okay, so we had the baby bringers, the dog bringers, the gum chewers, the latecomers, the litter bugs, the mouth breathers, the refuse to movers, the seat kickers, the texters, too much cologne, the tour guide, and the guy says this all happened last Monday as he went to see the girl with the dragon tattoo. All in the same theater in one visit.
The feel-bad movie of the holidays.
Yeah, well, again, that's it. They're there. They're angry. They're having to go see that.
Have you seen that, Ben?
No, I can't go see those.
I hear it lasts almost 3 hours.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I could sit through a 3-hour movie. I'd sit through. Hey, Titanic's coming back. You know, that was always my thing. Why don't we?
Yeah,
Scott,
the sequel.
My Little Dinghy is coming back.
Yeah,
Scott, Titanic 2, The Revenge.
No, not 2. Yeah. They're bringing that baby back, and they should.
Yeah. Oh,
some of the great movies need to be seen on the big screen.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to be seen on the big screen, and
just so I can watch that guy fall off and ding his head on the propeller.
In,
on the way
down. 3D,
and then do a triple.
Buddy.
Yeah,
3D.
My God, Leo will just keep drowning and drowning and drowning.
That's the way I felt when I saw Hangover.
This has got to come back in 3D.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, Beauty and the Beast is coming back in 3D. January 13th. We'll
it's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's my wife's favorite.
What does that mean?
Movie?
Do you get to run over to the right side of the theater and look behind the beast? Is that it?
It's my wife's favorite movie. I gotta be careful.
I think what we need is we all just need bigger screens and better popcorn at our houses.
Hello?
I think you're reaching that age. Way.
You know, the nice thing about it is they don't have a metal detector in there. You can just take your 9mm in there and just start shooting.
Yeah. Thank you,
and a happy holiday to you, too.
Yes, thank you.
All right,
that's a well-adjusted comment.
It was. On this date in history, Howdy Doody premiered on this date in 1947.
Let's get on the right side of the law here.
Right. Yeah, New York City's Radio City Music Hall opened in 1932, and the first use of ether. How'd that work out? That was pretty good at the time.
Yeah.